You're listening to a special presentation of Red Devil Sports on today's Best Country, 101.1 KFNF. The Oberlin Red Devils are on the air. Coverage of the Oberlin Red Devils is brought to you in part by
AquaShield Roofing, Creative Collision, Culligan of Oberlin, Decatur Co-op, Decatur County Beef, Decatur Health, Farm Credit of Western Kansas, FNB Bank of Oberlin, Frederickson Insurance Agency, High Plains Podiatry, J.D. Skiles, Nextech, Nutrient Ag Solutions of Oberlin, R&M Service Center, Ray's Grocery, The Bank, United Northwest Federal Credit Union, VAP Construction, and Ward Drug Store.
Now, here's the voice of the Red Devils, Sam Knoll.
And welcome into the Week 4 edition, the first district matchup edition of Red Devil Game Day. I'm Sam Knoll, taking you through your Red Devil Game Day pregame show and then getting you set for tonight's matchup between the Oberlin Red Devils and the St. Francis Indians. As we head into Week 4, Oberlin has survived the non-district contest with a 2-1 record, as the Red Devils won in Week 1 over Greeley County in a shutout 50-0 and felt a suffering tough loss to the Dighton Hornets in Week 2, 44-40 at Smick Memorial Field. But we come back to win on homecoming week last week over the Wallace County Wildcats with ease 52-6. Oberlin tonight travels to St. Francis to renew a rivalry that hasn't seen each of these teams be in the position that they are right now, with winning records and a chance to possibly make some district noise in a long, long while. And tonight they will, as St. Francis is 3-0 and Oberlin is 2-1. The Red Devils last week won 52-6 over the Wallace County Wildcats, capping off an amazing homecoming week in and around Oberlin. And man, it was fun to see the parade go through, all of the great signs downtown, the windows painted and stuff like that. So thought it might be a little tough for the guys maybe to keep the focus on the field. But boy, oh boy, do they come out focused and ready to go. As on the first play from scrimmage, the Oberlin Red Devils would score for the second straight week. As it would be Gage Willoughby hitting Caden Sowers for a 57-yard touchdown pass. The two-point run by Willoughby would fall short, but the Red Devils, just 15 seconds into the contest, would lead it 6-0. The Red Devils would get the football back after exchanging some punts with the Wildcats, and Josiah Pattengall on third down and 13 with the Red Devils back up against the wall after some costly penalties would get it right back with a 34-yard touchdown run. The two-point conversion would be good on a Willoughby to Sowers pass, and the Red Devils would lead it 14-0. So after one quarter of play, it was 14-0, and the Red Devils would pick up right where they left off in the second quarter, scoring with 11 minutes and 28 seconds to go when Josiah Pattengall hit Gage Willoughby in the back of the end zone for a 16-yard touchdown pass and catch. The two-point conversion run by Willoughby would be good, and the Red Devils were out 22-0 with 11:28 to go. Red Devils would score again with 6:37 to go when Caden Sowers would score the first defensive touchdown for the Red Devils this season, picking off a pass from Caden Benish and running it all the way back to the house for a pick six from 35 yards out. The two-point run from Pattengall would be good, and the Red Devils would lead it 30-0. The Red Devils would then get the football back just as quick as they gave it back after kicking off there, as getting it back after a fumble by Benish. Caden Sowers, a couple of plays later, would find himself in the end zone on a 2-yard touchdown run. He would also run in the two-point conversion, and the Red Devils would lead 38-0. That's when the Red Devils defense saw some penalties on their side that allowed Wallace County to get big chunks of yards and get inside the five, where Travis Corby would run it in for a touchdown. The two-point conversion run by Corby would be no good, and it would be 38-6. The Red Devils, with just 44.3 seconds to go, would get the football and start driving down the field. And a big chunk play with about 20 seconds to go from Josiah Pattengall to Gage Willoughby, a pass of over 30 yards, would put him inside the five, and Pattengall would cap it off on a 3-yard touchdown run to put the Red Devils in front 46-6 at the break. The Red Devils would then have to play the second half, not having that 45-point rule, but it wouldn't take too long into the third quarter after a nice long drive that was stopped on downs Oberlin stopped the Wildcats on downs, I should say, on a nice long drive to start the third quarter. The Red Devils would take it back just a couple of plays later, and Josiah Pattengall would run it in from 7 yards out for a 52-6 Oberlin Red Devil win. The Red Devils last week on the offensive side of the football were led again by Josiah Pattengall. No surprise there, as he had 20 carries for 177 yards and 3 touchdowns. While also passing, he went 2-for-4 passing for 46 yards, had a touchdown, did throw an interception in the back of the end zone. Gage Willoughby, in only his third game as the starting quarterback for the Red Devils, came up big last week, almost having an 100-yard passing game as he went 2-for-4 for 99 yards and a touchdown. He also had 3 carries for 12 yards. He also racked up 2 receptions for 46 yards and a touchdown. So between Gage Willoughby and Josiah Pattengall, that's where half of the Red Devil offense came last week. Gage now on the season is 5-of-12. That's 41% completion percentage for 136 yards, 3 touchdowns and an interception. Does have 11 carries for 68 yards and a touchdown as well. Josiah now almost over halfway to 1,000 yards on the season just through 3 weeks of the year, as he has 61 carries on the season for 581 yards and 10 touchdowns, averaging 193.7 yards per game and 9.5 yards per carry. Has not caught a pass yet, but passing-wise on the year, a little bit tougher for him compared to Gage. 3-of-8 for 37%, 46 yards, 1 touchdown, 2 picks, his first touchdown coming last week. Caden Sowers last week had 4 carries for 4 yards and a touchdown, but also added in a threat that not many people think about at the fullback spot, the receiving end of it, in which he caught 2 passes for 99 yards and a touchdown, taking the first play from scrimmage to the house for 57-yard touchdown. Sowers now on the season, 18 carries for 41 yards and 3 touchdowns. Also has 4 receptions for 103 yards and 2 touchdowns. Someone not getting in on the offensive side of things last week was Tyler Ostmeyer, but look out for him to be big this week, as he had a big week last year against the St. Francis Indians. This last week, though, had no catches, no yards, but it was coming off of a week, the week before against Stuyton, in which he had 2 receptions for 33 yards and a touchdown. The Oberlin Red Devil offense has now scored 142 points through 3 games, which is the most since 2001, and that's as far as back as scores go to. So, I mean, they could have more than any other, you know, team in school history, or they could have been met by somebody or whatever. But as far as back as we have scores to since 2001, 142 points through 3 games is the most. And they've only given up 50 points through 3 games, which is the lowest since 2019, when they gave up just 14 points. The Red Devils are looking to score above 40 points now in the 4th consecutive game, and above 35 points in their 5th consecutive game, dating back to last year's Week 9 victory against Rock Hill. So it's certainly been a great year on the offensive side of the football for the Red Devils, who in total have 851 total yards, averaging 283.7 per game, 191 on the through the air, and 660 on the ground. That's an average of 220 yards on the ground per game, as well scoring 142 points, 47.3 the average. So the Red Devils will take that offense and hopefully combine it with a great defense, in which they had last week, shutting down the Wallace County Wildcats, rushing the football, something that Wallace County wants to do and always wants to do, as they held them to just 19 rushing yards and 60 passing yards last week for a total of 79 yards. Just 1 touchdown. They caused 3 turnovers, 2 fumbles, and the pick 6. Oberlin last week was really led again by none other than their D-line as well as their linebackers, as Garrett Emick was a force. Even though he did have some issues in the second half where he ended up getting kicked out of the game, still had a pretty good game before that. Had 6 tackles for 2 tackles for loss as well. Tyler Ostmeyer, 4 tackles, 2 tackles for loss last week. Rustin Bailey had another great week, 4 tackles, a tackle for loss, and a fumble recovery. Josiah Pattengall was basically involved in everything. Just 4 tackles last week, but did have a fumble recovery and a forced fumble. Caden Sowers had 3 tackles, an interception, and a touchdown with his pick six. And Theo Butterfield, who continues to be a spark plug off the bench or whenever he gets into the starting lineup for the Red Devils, had three tackles for a tackle for loss and a sack all last week against the Wallace County Wildcats. The Red Devils on the defensive side of the football are holding some great teams to certainly some interesting numbers. While Dighton put up some pretty good numbers, both Greeley County and Wallace County could not run the football, and that's what you need to do, control the line of scrimmage, and the Red Devils have done that so far this season. The Red Devils are looking to start 3-1 with a win tonight over St. Francis for the first time in a long while. The Red Devils have not started 3-1 since 2021 when they beat St. Francis 56-18 in week one, Wallace County 18-12 in week two before facing a setback at Quinter 54-6 in week three, but then they would beat Stockton 48-0. In 2021. So the Red Devils kind of in uncharted waters with a great start to the season, and we'll see if they can keep it up tonight against the tough St. Francis Indians. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back here on Red Devil Game Day, we'll take a look at our scoreboard and all the scores from the around the state last week in 8-man Division 1, as well as the week 4 slate as district matchups start across the state. That's all coming up right here on Red Devil Game Day on 101.1 KFNF.
Here come the men in black trucks for all your home needs.
Say no to bad roofs.
Say yes to AquaShield Roofing.
With over 17 years of providing A-plus services. Roofs, siding, gutters, windows, doors, and spray foam insulation. Plus, AquaShield Roofing offers a workmanship warranty. For your free estimate, give them a call at 785-475-2533. AquaShieldRoofing.com.
Here come the men in black trucks for all your home needs.
With the right touch, bent metal, shattered glass, and twisted frames can be restored to their original glory. At Creative Collision, they have one simple mantra: repair, restore, renew. It's about taking damaged vehicles and transforming them into something sleek, smooth, and safe. Comprehensive auto body repair and restoration. Available exclusively at Creative Collision in Oberlin, Kansas. Revive it, drive it, and love it. Call for an estimate at 785-470-2130 or visit Creative Collision's virtual garage online at creativecollisionoberlin.com.
When you think of Decatur Co-op, do you think about grain? Feed your livestock, horses or pets, propane, supplies, how about tires? Yes, Decatur Co-op in Oberlin has a tire shop that specializes in tire repair, along with oil changes, exhaust, front-end alignment, and major mechanical work. Bet you didn't know all that. Well, now you know. And the next time you need any of those services, think of Decatur Co-op at the railroad tracks in Oberlin. Book your appointment. Call 785-475-2234.
Decatur County Beef wants to do business with all the local farmers. They want to buy your high-moisture corn and grain sorghum, also alfalfa and dry corn, anytime. Decatur Beef and Hoxie Feed Yard are always looking for good help. Truck drivers, plumbers, welders, and pan riders. Decatur County Beef is located just north of Oberlin on Highway 83, and Hoxie Feed Yard is just west of Hoxie. Call 785-475-2212 for Decatur County Beef, or call Scott at 785-675-9009. Give them a try. You will be glad you did.
It's time to take a look back at the scores from last week and who's playing who this week. This is a scoreboard update on today's Best Country, 101.1 KFNF.
Red Devil Game Day continues here on today's Best Country 101.1 KFNF. Time now for your scoreboard update, where we take a look at all the scores from last week, as well taking a look at what our week 4 slate looks like here around the state of Kansas in 8-man Division 1, as well as some of the area schools here in the KFNF listening area. Around the state of Kansas, it is finally time for district action, where all the games matter from here to the rest of the end of the season, as playoff hopes on the line, and some will go home empty-handed, but some will walk away victorious, and we'll see who it will be tonight. Take you through scores from last week, our last week of non-district action, as we'll start in District 8, the district that Oberlin is competing in this year. Hoxie took down Ellis 54-8. If you can remember back to the past couple of weeks, Ellis in their first year in 8-man had a couple of big high-scoring wins in their first 2 weeks, but this week could not get the scoring started as Hoxie takes them down 54-8. St. Francis all over Greeley County 48-0. Rawlins County takes down Trigo 42-24. Stockton 0-3 and have not scored a point yet, as Sylvan Lucas adds to that, winning 54-0. Thunder Ridge losing to Hill City. Thunder Ridge 0-3 to start the year. Hill City 2-1 now with their win, 54-6. And then, as you know, Oberlin beat Wallace County last week, 52-6. In District 1 action, Cedar Valdexter losing to Argonia Attica by a final score of 48-28. West Elk all over Udall, 72-0. Oswego over Colony Crest, 52-6. Flint Hills edges out Sedan, 32-30. Oxford all over Central Burton, 66-6. And Marmaton Valley all over Northeast Arma, 50-0. In District 2 action, Axtell takes down Chase County, 46-0. Flint Hills over Sedan, 32-30. Linden over Wichita Independent, 72-6. Burlingame over Madison, 66-16. Northern Heights over Hartford, 32-6. And St. Paul edges out Yates Center, 34-26. In District 3 action, Little River takes down Center Lost Springs, 32-0. Canton Galva edges out Wakefield on the road, 30-22. Central Plains takes down La Crosse, 56-0 at home. One final from Thursday last week was El Saline taking down Norwich, 52-6. El Saline, after an opening loss, has rattled off two straight wins. Rule Vista gets the win over Gossel, 46-0, and Frankfurt shuts out Solomon, 76-0 on the road. In District 4 action, Rock Hills all over Pike Valley, 68-22. The Rock Hills Grizzlies are out to a 3-0 start this season. Sylvan Lucas takes down Stockton, 50-0. Logan Palco edges out Lakeside, 42-38, in a battle back and forth. Lincoln takes down Beloit St. John's Tipton, 52-6. Clifton Clyde all over Lynn at home, 46-0. And Hanover takes down Washington County, 52-0. In District 5 action, South Central hosting Laverne, Oklahoma. And it was a shootout until the very end when South Central pulled away. And South Central gets the win, 60-46. Oxford all over Central Burton, 66-6. Kiowa County, 36-6 over Ashland. Ashland, a traditional power there in six-man, having a tough time in eight-man Division II as Kiowa County takes them down. Pratt Skyline over Pretty Prairie by 10, 22-12. West Elk takes down Udall with ease, 72-0. And Linden over Wichita Independent, 72-6. In District 6 action, a district that saw three overtime games last week and a ton of scoring, Buckland takes down Sublette in overtime, sending the Larks from the undefeated ranks as Buckland, the Red Aces, get the win in OT, 24-18. In three overtimes, Kinsley takes down St. John, 64-58. Springfield, Colorado all over Elkhart, 44-12. Meade over Satanta, 70-0. Hojeman County is undefeated to start the year as they take down Spearville, 22-0. And then in probably the game of the week last week that saw the most scoring, Mineola wins in five overtimes over South Gray, 82-80. Yes, you heard that right. Mineola over South Gray in five overtimes, 82-80. So in District 6 alone, a district that has seen plenty of high scoring between teams so far this season, they see three overtime games for a combined nine overtimes played between all the teams last week. Once again, Buckland winning in overtime, St. John losing in overtime to Kinsley, and then Mineola winning in five overtimes. Crazy, crazy district there in District 6. In District 7, Hoxie takes down Ellis, 54-8. Wichita County was on bye last week. Central Plains all over La Crosse, 56-0. Ness City takes down Maxville, 34-14. Dighton over Quinner, 50-0. And Rawlins County over Trigo, 42-24. Other games from around the KFNF listening area and in the area last week. Colby off to a 3-0 start with a 22-0 win over Cimarron. Norton off to a 3-0 start with a big win over the Redmen of Smith Center, 54-22. The Redmen, traditional powerhouse, 0-3 to start the season. Goodland all over Oakley, 51-6. Ingalls takes down Shylin. The Cougars, defending state champs from last year, have now lost in back-to-back weeks as Ingalls gets the win, 46-0. And Golden Plains, in a six-man game, takes down Wheatland Grinnell, 54-6. Let's take a look at your Week 4 slate across the state of Kansas. District action, so just three games apiece throughout every single district. We'll start in District 8, where tonight Oberlin will open up district play, taking on St. Francis. As you know, Oberlin 2-1, St. Francis 3-0. Rollins County at 2-1 is on the road, taking on the Ringnecks, who are 2-1. And then Hoxie hosts Stockton, who is 0-3. Hoxie off to a 3-0 start. In District 1, West Elk at 3-0 is on the road, taking on Oswego, who is 2-1. Sedan at 1-2 is on the road, taking on Cedar Valdexter, who is 2-1. And Northeast Arma and Central Burton, one of them's got to come out of a winner, as both of them are 0-3, as Northeast Arma travels to Central Burton tonight to see if they can pick up their first win. Northern Heights on the road at 1-2 takes on Flint Hills, who is 2-1. Chase County at 1-2 is on the road, taking on Linden, who is 2-1. A lot of people circled that game before the season started, said, hey, that could be two ranked teams. Both of those teams have kind of fallen out of the rankings after some early losses, but a big rebound win could be coming from either of them there. Yates Center at 0-3 is on the road, taking on Madison, who is 1-2. Gossel on the road, taking on Little River, who is 3-0. Gossel at 1-2. El Saline at 2-1 is on the road, taking on Canton Galva, who is 2-1. It's El Saline's first road game to start to this season, as the Cardinals started at home with three straight games. Central Plains at 2-1 is on the road, taking on Solomon, who is 0-3. Rock Hills at 3-0 is on the road, taking on Sylvan Lucas, who is 3-0 to start the year as well. That could be the game of the week this week. Clifton Clyde on the road, taking on Lakeside, who is 1-2. Both of those teams 1-2, actually, excuse me. Washington County at 0-3 is on the road, taking on the Leopards of Lincoln, who are 2-1. In District 5 action, South Central at 3-0 is on the road, taking on Kiowa County, who is 1-2. Wichita Independent at 0-3 is on the road, taking on Oxford, who is 2-1. Pratt Skyline at 1-2 is on the road, taking on Udall, who is 0-3. In District 6, Sublette, who is knocked out of the undefeated ranks last week, is on the road, taking on Meade. Meade at 1-2, Sublette, the Larks, at 2-1. Elkhart, the Wildcats, on the road, taking on the Kinsley Coyotes, who are 2-1. South Gray on the road with their 1-2 record, taking on Spearville, who is 0-3. In District 7 action, Ellis on the road, taking on La Crosse. Ellis at 2-1, La Crosse 0-3. Trigo at 0-3 on the road, taking on Wichita County, who is 1-1. Ness City on the road at 0-3, taking on Quinner, who is 0-3. Yes, 4-0-3 teams in District 7 so far to start the season. Ellis at 2-1, Wichita County at 1-1. Trigo, who went 0-2 to start the season last year and rattled off 8 straight wins before losing to Rollins County in the postseason, off to a tough start and could get tougher. Could start the season 0-4 as they take on a number 2 rated Wichita County. Other games from around the KFNF listening area: Colby takes their undefeated record on the road to take on Huguenton. Minneapolis is on the road, taking on Norton. Syracuse on the road, taking on Oakley. Tri-Plains Brewster visits Golden Plains, and Shylin is on the road, taking on Northern Valley. You want to talk about a game of the week, I'd circle that one as well. Northern Valley, Shylin maybe not off to the starts that they wanted, but will certainly battle it out on the gridiron coming up here tonight. Kansas Jayhawk football, tough loss last week, losing 32-28 to Kansas, but they will be back in action coming up tomorrow at 2:30 p.m. when they battle it out with the TCU Horned Frogs at home. You can catch the game on Big 12 Now over on ESPN+. Nebraska, the Cornhuskers, after a tough loss to Illinois on Friday night last week, are on the road for the first time this season as they travel to Purdue. And in West Lafayette, they'll take on the Boilermakers. You can hear pregame coverage right here on KFNF starting at 10:45. Kickoff at 11. Game can be streamed on Peacock. And Kansas State coming up this week after a tough loss on the road to the BYU Cougars are at home in probably the game of the week in the Big 12 this week, as Oklahoma State, number 20 in the country, visits the Wildcats, who are number 23 in the country. You can catch all the action on ESPN, starting with kickoff at 11 a.m. That'll do it for this week 4 edition of your scoreboard update. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be back with more Red Devil Game Day, and it's time for Red Devil Opposition. That's coming up next here on Red Devil Game Day on 101.1 KFNF.
I keep telling you, these folks are good at real health care, which means they're always working to improve health care outcomes for their patients. To that end, Decatur Health in Oberlin is part of the Get With The Guidelines, a national program to improve outcomes for stroke patients. Not only is Decatur Health a part of the GWTG program, they recently received a bronze award for their continued improvement and work with that program. Once again, proving the healthcare professionals at Decatur Health are passionate about your well-being. Decatur Health, where passion and healing come together.
Farm Credit Western Kansas is synonymous with giving back to the community and its members. Whether it's attending events such as wheat plot tours, serving on various boards and committees, volunteering at local county fairs, or delivering $5.5 million in cash patronage checks, Farm Credit Western Kansas is community driven. Stop in at 1190 South Range in Colby or one of our convenient outpost offices. Farm Credit of Western Kansas, financing ag for generations.
Should be simple and convenient. With FNB Bank, it is. Whether online, by phone, or with a debit card, accessing your money has never been easier. Imagine managing your finances from the comfort of your home or on the go with just a few taps. FNB Bank in Oberlin, Kansas makes it all possible, ensuring you have control of your banking 24/7. Experience the convenience of modern banking with FNB Bank. Visit fnbbank.com today.
If you farm, mark your calendars for September 30th. That's the last day to make changes to your crop insurance plan. Frederickson Insurance Agency in Oberlin knows buying crop insurance can be complicated. With your current farming conditions, you need to be at the correct insurance level with your operation. So bring in your projected acres and let Frederickson Insurance Agency help you plan your insurance. Remember, the deadline is September 30th. Protect your farm. Come to Frederickson Insurance Agency, next to the Landmark Inn in downtown Oberlin.
Let's take a look at tonight's opponent. It's time for Red Devil Opposition on today's Best Country, 101.1 KFNF.
Red Devil Game Day rolls on here on today's Best Country, 101.1 KFNF. Time now for Red Devil Opposition, where we take a closer look at tonight's opponent, the St. Francis Indians. St. Francis is off to one of their best starts since 2020, as the Indians are out to a 3-0 start. 2020 is also the last time the Indians started 3-0, and if you remember back to that season, the Indians would go undefeated throughout the regular season into the playoffs and carry that undefeated record all the way to the state championship, where they would come up just a bit short with just one loss on the year in the state championship. This season, is that what we could expect out of the Indians, a state championship run? I guess time will tell, as the Indians are off to that great 3-0 start, as the Indians opened up the season taking on Quinner and got a win on the road 49-0. Then they traveled back home to host Wheatland Grinnell and won 54-6, and were on the road last week taking on Greeley County, in which they got the win 48-0. St. Francis coming off of a season last year in which they went 2-6. The Indians would make the playoffs last season with their 2-2 district record, but they would lose to Sylvan Lucas in the first round of the playoffs 56-20. St. Francis seemed to catch a spark on the offensive side of the football down the stretch of the season last year, as the Indians would go into their second district matchup with an 0-4 record, having just scored 14 points, all 14 of which came against Oberlin. And then after that point, St. Francis would beat Logan Palco 76-52, lose to Thunder Ridge 66-42, beat Lewin Grinnell 50-12, and then lose to Sylvan Lucas in the playoffs 56-20. And that offensive spark is carried over into this season, where the Indians have scored 49, 54, and 48. The 151 points through three games is the most since 2019 for the Indians, when they took down Wallace County 46-0, Hawley, Colorado 62-0, and Dighton 46-0. 8-0. That offensive spark has resulted in a ton of yards and a lot of passing yards and a spread offense for Grant Weiger's squad. The Indians so far this season have gained 809 total yards, 269.7 for their average. They average 128 passing yards and 141 yards on the ground. It's been a pretty balanced offense for the Indians so far this season, as in just one game, they really haven't been balanced, and that was the Greeley County game last week. But against Quinter, they had 128 passing yards to 122 rushing yards. In the Wheatland-Grinnell game, 198 through the air, 103 on the ground, and last week just 58 through the air, but 200 on the ground. So it's a pretty balanced attack for the Indians that is being led so far by their quarterback and running back duo of Lucas Raley and Leon Todd. Lucas Raley so far on the year is 22 of 27 for 81% completion percentage for 348 yards, 8 touchdowns to no picks. He's averaging 116 yards per game. He's also racked up 20 carries for 178 yards and 3 touchdowns. Last week, he threw for 3 touchdowns and just 25 yards. Also had 7 carries for 68 yards and a touchdown. Did have a reception for 29 yards and a touchdown last week as well. Leon Todd, the returning running back from last year, is looking oh so much better and a lot more experienced compared to last year, as he's off to a great start this season. 27 carries for 216 yards and 6 touchdowns. He's also added 3 receptions for 16 yards. Had a great week last week, scoring 2 touchdowns with 10 carries for 115 yards. On the season, he's passed twice, has completed both of them for 33 yards and a touchdown, has thrown a pick as well on the season. Like I mentioned, the air attack for the Indians has kind of been the thing that has separated them from last year's squad anyway and has allowed them to score a ton of points. Dayton Fromholtz has been at the head of that. He's got 12 receptions so far in the season for 185 yards and 5 touchdowns. Had 3 receptions for 22 yards and 3 TDs last week. Asher Robbins added 2 receptions for 7 yards to take his total to 4 receptions for 11 yards. He also has 2 carries for 11 yards. And Ethan Graham, who didn't have a reception last week, but look for him to be big tonight against the Red Devils. He's got 5 receptions for 101 yards and 2 touchdowns on the season. It was a young and inexperienced St. Francis squad last year. They're a lot older, did have to replace every single player on the offensive and defensive lines, but so far so good, scoring 151 points through 3 games and allowing just 6. And that is the big thing. They have allowed just 6 points. It's been a defense that has flown all the way around the yard or the field in all 3 of the games, as the Indians so far this year have a safety, 6 interceptions, 2 forced fumbles, 2 fumble recoveries, and 3 touchdowns alone so far this season. And they've really been led in the middle by Joe Gilliland, the linebacker. The junior has 22 tackles on the season, 14 solos, 8 assists, 5 tackles for loss. He has a sack and a safety on the season as well. Ethan Graham, can't forget about him. He's got 30 tackles, 19 solos, 11 assists, 5 tackles for loss, and 2 forced fumbles. And then also up front, Lucas Raley, 17 tackles, 14 solos, 11 tackles for loss. He's got 3 sacks already on the season. Leon Todd has chipped in 12 tackles. Wyatt Klinsman from his defensive back spot has 15 tackles, has also 2 interceptions and 1 pick 6. Asher Robbins has a pick 6 as well and 14 tackles. And it is a St. Francis defense that is going to try to not allow any points tonight against a high-powered Oberlin Red Devil offense. We'll see who's going to bend and who's going to break and who's going to hold steady on the line of scrimmage. That's going to be the key tonight. The Red Devils want to walk away with the win. Same thing for the Indians going up against a tough defensive and offensive line for the Red Devils. Turnovers as well as the offensive line and the run game. We'll see who can get their run game going and cause some havoc there. That could be the key tonight for either squad. Well, that'll do it for Red Devil opposition. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we sit down and talk with head coach of the Red Devils, Brandon Hardwick, to get his thoughts on the season so far, last week's win, what he expects to see out of St. Francis tonight. That's all still to come right here on Red Devil Game Day on today's Best Country, 101.1 KFNF.
A step towards better health. High plains, but die.
you've tried everything to get rid of your warts, Pipelines Podiatry offers innovative Swift microwave therapy. Swift is clean and unevasive to get rid of your warts, leaving no blisters or scarring. And it doesn't even need bandages. Move on from warts with amazingly effective wart removal technique from High Plains Podiatry. Call 345-3773 or visit highplainspodiatry.com.
Forget the flashy ads and gimmicks. Farmers, you need fertilizer equipment you can trust. J.D. Skiles in Atwood, Kansas delivers what truly matters, integrity and innovation. From custom fertilizer trailers and pit stop chemical systems to liquid fertilizer systems, they've got it all. Need more efficient spraying equipment? They have the most innovative ATV and UTV sprayers available. No frills, just quality. Visit them online at jdskiles.com or 101 Grant Street in Atwood, Kansas today. J.D. Skiles, where farmers meets excellence without compromise.
Are you looking for the best internet service in town? Look no further than Nextech, your local provider that offers true gig speed and full fiber internet. With Nextech, your home can enjoy unlimited data and no contracts. When you need help, a Nextech employee in Kansas is ready to take your call any day of the week. Experience seamless connectivity with Nextech home internet for just $69, and your first bill is even on us. Don't settle. Visit next-tech.com to learn more.
Agriculture, a hard-working industry built by a labor of love, blood, sweat, and tears. An industry that is constantly changing at an increasing rate with not enough hours in the day. Nutrien Ag Solutions is here to help carry the burden by offering multiple financing options, in-depth soil health and productivity analysis, field-by-field seed recommendations, and industry-leading services. Nutrien, working smarter and harder. Contact your local Nutrien today.
Time to sit down and talk with head coach Brandon Hardwick on today's Best Country, 101.1 KFNF.
Welcome back in here to Red Devil Game Day as we get you set and ready to go here for tonight's matchup between the Oberlin Red Devils and the St. Francis Indians. And we're joined alongside with head coach of the Red Devils, Brandon Hardwick. Boy, coach, you're ready 3 weeks into the season. It's crazy. We were kind of just talking there. You know, you got homecoming kind of out of the way and kind of got everything back on a normal page. But it's crazy how fast. I mean, we're a month into the season after this Friday. That's crazy, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It's going fast. You know, every week we kind of say that until seniors, it's going quick. But it's district football now, so these are the ones that matter. We're excited to be here for it.
Yeah, big game coming up tonight with the St. Francis Indians. We'll talk about that in just a second. But want to flip it back to last week. Got a big win over the Wallace County Wildcats, 52-6, and took them down. A great way to kind of end out the homecoming week. I guess what were your thoughts after the game last week?
I thought defensively, I thought we made some pretty big improvements from the week before against Dighton. I thought we were pretty sharp in our assignments. Everyone was pretty disciplined. Offensively, we struggled to move the ball a little bit at first. They were doing some stuff up front. But we adjusted. You know, we ended up having to throw the ball a little bit more than what we're used to. But we were able to do it still. So it was nice to see us not be so one-sided offensively, just to show that we can, you know, we can do both. We can run and throw.
Yeah, you mentioned kind of defensively and how much you guys improved, you know, from that Dighton game into last week. And we kind of talked before the game, Wallace County was going to throw a few things at you that you hadn't maybe seen throughout the season so far, a little bit more option, a little bit more of the quarterback running than what you've seen. And I guess how did you think you held up against kind of a new look of that on the offensive side of the football for them anyway?
Like I said, I thought we were very assignment sound last week. You know, that option, everyone did their job. Corners were getting the pitch man, linebackers were getting the cue, DNs were getting the dive. Everyone just really was locked in and did their job.
You know, you've had, I mean, we could go on about the defense. They've had a really great start to the season, and you got a lot of key performers there. But, you know, someone that maybe not, that we haven't talked a lot about is Rustin Bailey. He's having a great start to the season. It seemed like, you know, over the past couple of weeks, man, he's just been flying there in the backfield and has come up with some big tackles for loss for Ian, a couple of sacks. He's off to a great start to the season, isn't he?
He really is. We missed out last year. You know, he got banged up in one of the games, had to sit out a few. Then when he finally got back, he broke his leg. So it definitely hurt last year missing him. But now this year, yeah, he's having a hell of a year for him. But like you said, he's all over the field. He's in the backfield. He's making plays left and right. He's stepping up big time for us.
And then someone else is stepping up big time for you is Theodore Butterfield. I thought him and kind of Rustin both kind of been leading that charge of getting into the backfield for you guys and really causing a chaos, especially, you know, for Wallace County, who could not move the ball, running the ball wise, and it seemed like you guys were in the backfield so much against them, and Theo and Rustin did a great job of that last week, didn't they?
Yeah, they did a really good job. Theo has came a long way since last year. He's starting to use his hands really great up front now. He's moving. He's doing, you know, a lot of good things for us now. He's made big steps.
And you mentioned offensively having to throw it a little bit more. I thought Gage Willoughby threw the ball as well as he could last week. You know, kind of kept it out of trouble, but made some big plays through the air for you guys. And, you know, for only being the starting quarterback for three games now, you know, I'm sure he spent a little time back there, but, you know, varsity level, three games, he's had a great start to the season, hasn't he?
He is, and he's handling it very well, too. Like you said, he's only been QB for three games now, and, you know, he's came a long way in those three games, too, from, you know, very first practice, watching him throw the ball. I wasn't sure he'd be able to do it, but, man, he has come a long way. Everything's looking good for him. And, you know, there's little things that we talk about after the games that he could be a little better on, and he recognizes that stuff before I even say it to him. So that's really good for him as a player, being able to already go ahead and assess himself and see what he can improve at.
Yeah, and then we mentioned through the air, I mean, kind of he hit Caden Sowers for a couple of big gains there. How much of a threat, you know, does that add to the offense where your fullback can go out and catch a 57-yard pass and kind of make, you know, things, open things up for you out of the fullback spot where you don't hear that a whole lot?
It's a huge thing for us because, you know, when we're aligned with that fullback, everyone's thinking run, and they forget about him a lot, being able to go out for a pass. So it's huge. If teams start overplaying our run game, you know, I think that's always going to be there for us when we need it.
And, you know, for the second week in a row, you guys scored on the first play from scrimmage. How much of a momentum swing is that, you know, right away, right off the get, if you're able to go down and score on the first play of the game, not the first drive, but the first play of the game, how much does that swing your momentum into your guys' favor?
It's such a confidence builder for our team. You know, when you go out and we score the first play like that for games, it sends a message for us. It sends a message to our team right away. It's a huge momentum swing when we can go out and first play of the game punks it in. It'd be nice if we could do that all the time, but really just positive yards, big gains in the first play of the game is huge.
And, you know, we talk about throwing it through the air. Gage had a great week, but Josiah had a great week. Hit Gage for a couple of really great passes, the one in the back of the end zone. Not many kids can make that throw, and then down the sideline there, Gage with a great catch. But to have that threat, you know, Josiah, he had over 100 yards rushing last week. But then for the defense to know, hey, this kid can throw it too, I mean, that adds another threat to the offense, doesn't it?
Yeah, I love the offense. It's not being stuck in one thing. You know, we can do multiple things with our offense. So just having the option to switch it up if we need to, I think it's a huge threat. Make teams have to, you know, plan on a lot more than just us sitting in our eye and running the ball, but let them know that we can spread it out too and throw the ball a little bit also.
You know, you're off to a 2-1 start here, kind of one of your best starts in the last couple of years. Is that something that you kind of talk about with the kids? Like, hey, you know, not that we're in uncharted waters, but we're off to a great start, and we just got to keep building on that, right?
Yeah, like I said, we're off to a good start. We feel like we've dropped one, and we hate bringing that up all the time, but I always got to keep telling it. But, yeah, we're off to a very good start. Hopefully we can, you know, go against a tough Saints team tonight and get another one. And then from there, it's just taking the weeks one at a time. You know, just all of our focus is always on where we're at now and, you know, the game that's coming up currently, not about where we've been or, you know, what other ones we might get. So we're just taking it all one week at a time.
Yeah, you mentioned district play there at the beginning here and how tough the district is going to be this season. I mean, you look at the standings right now. You got Hoxie and Santee both at 3-0. You, Hill City, as well as Rollins County at 2-1. It's going to be a tough schedule all the way throughout. And it's going to be a gauntlet, but that's what you guys like, right?
It is. You know, you got to earn it when you come out of this district, it seems like. It's just always tough. Like you said, a 3-0 Hoxie, I think us and out in Hill City are all 2-1, a 3-0 Saney, and then you got Stockton down there. It is. And you go through the ringer to make it out of our district.
And it's pretty nice to have, you know, kind of all of that depth, you know, in the district. I mean, it makes it a little bit tougher to make the postseason, but knowing, you know, each week you're going to get the best from somebody else and seeing a lot of improvement, you know, out of Saints, out of you guys and Hill City and Rollins County, it's nice to go up against some great teams here in the district, isn't it?
It is. It really lets you know where you're at early. You know, it lets you know, are you the real deal or not? You know, it shows some weak areas in some spots, so it is. It's nice. And we feel like if we can get out of our district too, you know, it being as tough as it is, that you know, we might be able to have an upset maybe week one in the playoffs.
I guess, you know, now that we're kind of transitioning, you know, from your, you know, non-league games or kind of non-district games into district games, what improvement have you seen from week one into this week from your team that you've really liked?
I thought our speed's improving a lot, especially our game speed. And I think we're just moving across the field faster. We're hitting our holes faster, running. Defense is playing around faster. We're a lot more disciplined on defense with our eyes on our eyes and just assignment time, just in general. So I think that's been really, really good for us, is just, you know, getting guys where they need to be and doing what we're supposed to do and doing it at a faster pace than we did the week before.
Yeah, you mentioned the speed, but, you know, going along with that, you guys have been able to run the football really, really well this season so far through the first three games. I mean, Josiah's had really great nights, but other, you know, Caden Sowers has filled in for you in the running back spot there really well. Gage has had some great runs out of the quarterback position. You have to be happy with controlling the line of scrimmage the way you have through the first three games, right?
We've talked about that, on what the type of team we need to be. We think we needed to be a smash-mouth football team if we go against one of these spread teams that, you know, are very high-powered offense and can throw the ball a lot and score quick, that we have to dominate time of possession. And it's been a little weird this year. Every time we do try to throw the ball a little bit, some of the kids get a little angry about it. They're wanting to run the ball. O-line, they're wanting us to run. The running backs want to run. Even some of the receivers are saying run the ball. So it's a different feel over here this year. Their kids are bought into what we're doing, and that's just being a smash-mouth football team.
Yeah, and you mentioned the offensive line. You know, when you're running the football like that, it kind of really starts with them. Obviously, Josiah's got to make the right read, go in the right hole, and you know, and break some tackles or whoever's running the ball. But the offensive line has got to make the holes for him. How do you think your offensive line has played so far this season?
I think we've been playing very well. Again, I think we just maybe took a small step back last week in Sharon Springs. That 4-2 is pretty tough on them. Lots of things about a lot of stunning going on there, and it can confuse some kids. But I think we're playing very, very well. That O-line, it's a group that has a lot of guys returning back on it, and I think all of them will be back next year too. So it's a very experienced group, and I tell them all the time, Josiah Pattingall doesn't rush for 300 yards against Dighton without that O-line doing their job up front. So, yeah, every play, really, it starts with them.
And, you know, we talked about it, St. Francis, they're going to be a tough team tonight. I mean, they're well improved from last year. You guys were able to beat them last year in their place. But, you know, from then until now, it seems like they're a completely different team. They've been able to, you know, offensively find a spark and have scored a lot of points, you know, and they're going to be a tough team tonight. I guess, what have you seen out of them, and what do you expect from the Indians tonight?
Like you said, they're a much improved team. They got a lot of confidence right now coming in at 3-0. Their homecoming to they got a lot of weapons offensively. They got some good receivers. A QB can run good. Their running backs doing very well. You know, they're a very well balanced team all around. I think it's a very good matchup for us.
And you know, it's kind of got to add a little edge for you guys too. You know, it's their homecoming, so you know, kind of traveling on the road, first time, big game. You know, is that something that the kids have been, you know, kind of looking forward to all this week? Of hey, this is a pretty big game. 3-0, we're 2-1. We're going on the road. You know, they're kind of wanting to win on their homecoming, but we'd love nothing more to spoil it.
It is, and I've noticed that since Monday that our kids they're ready for this one. They've been excited for it all week. They're ready to go down there and play in St. Anne. And I love the environment St. Francis has. It's a great field. It's just a great football environment on Friday night. I love playing there.
Well, Coach, thanks for being able to take the time and talk with us. Good luck tonight. We'll talk to you the rest of the way.
Thank you.
Once again, that was head coach of the Red Devils, Brandon Hardwick, giving his thoughts on the season so far and what he expects to see out of the St. Francis Indians tonight. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, it's out live to the field for starters and then kickoff between the Oberlin Red Devils and the St. Francis Indians right here on 101.1 KFNF.
Where hometown turf meets fresh market dreams. Ray's Grocery in downtown Oberlin is a feast for the senses. Hand-picked produce, sizzling steaks, and hearty roasts await your dinner table. Quality soars in every aisle. And when the lunch bell rings, their deli dishes out delights that'll turn your midday meal into a culinary escape on select days. See store for details. Shopping at Ray's is a breeze, leaving the heavy lifting to them as they escort your groceries right to your car. Experience the difference at Ray's Grocery. Fresh, friendly, and always local. Ray's Grocery in downtown Oberlin.
Red Devil Athletics on today's Best Country, 101.1 KFNF.
Hi, good everybody, and welcome here from St. Francis, where we're set and ready to go for another edition of Oberlin Red Devil Football here on 101.1 KFNF. As tonight, we come to you here from St. Francis, the Red Devils 2-1, taking on the undefeated Indians. One of them's, can the Red Devils send the Indians home with one loss, or will the Red Devils go back with an even record? We will see here in just a few minutes as the St. Francis Indians 3-0 for the first time since 2020, and they are not wanting to get rid of, not wanting to put an L on the schedule or that number one next to that three, while the Red Devils, coming off of a big homecoming win last week over the Wallace County Wildcats, are trying to add to their victory from last week, 52-6. They took down the Wildcats. It's homecoming here in St. Francis. Beautiful night for football as the sun is just tucking in behind the school, which sits directly behind us, so there are some shadows out there on the field, but a nice, beautiful green field here in Sainte for tonight's contest between the Indians and the Red Devils. The Indians charged onto the field just a second ago, now doing some warm-ups on the side, and then they'll be ready to go here in just a second. Red Devils, as always, taking their time getting out here as they come out usually right before the game is about ready to start, and that's how they like it, kind of maybe throw their opponent off a little bit as thinking, hey, what the heck? Why aren't they out here yet? But Red Devils retreated back to the locker rooms just a few minutes ago, and we'll be charging their way out here in just a little bit as well. Let's take you through our starting lineups here tonight. We'll start with the St. Francis Indians offense here tonight on the offensive line. It'll be 5'8", sophomore, 230-pounder Braden Holton, 5'11", 172-pound junior Joe Gilland, 5'8", 145-pound sophomore Wyatt Klinsman, and 6'1", 145-pound junior Dayton Fromholtz will start our wide receivers. Asher Robbins, 5'10", 156-pound senior, will also be the receiver spot, and Ethan Graham at 5'10", 166-pound junior. At the quarterback spot, it'll be Lucas Riley, 5'11", 209-pound junior, and Lane Todd, 5'10", 165-pound sophomore. Look for the Riley to Todd connection to be a big one tonight here for the Indians. Now onto the defensive side of the football. The DN spot will be 6'1", 145-pound junior Dayton Fromholtz, and 5'11", 209-pound junior Lucas Riley. At the nose guard spot, 5'8", sophomore, 230-pound Braden Helton. At the linebacker spots, it'll be Ethan Graham at 5'10", 166-pound junior. And at the linebacker spot, Joe Gilland, 5'11", 172-pound junior, and Lane Todd, 5'10", 165-pound sophomore, also at the linebacker spot. At the defensive back spots, it'll be Asher Robbins, 5'10", 156-pound senior, and Wyatt Kleinsman, 5'8", 145-pound sophomore. The starting lineup tonight for Grant Wiegers, St. Francis Indians, who come in with a record of 3-0. The Oberlin Red Devils have made their way out onto the field, and they have treated the far sideline. The field here at St. Francis sits north to south, and the Oberlin Red Devils will have the far east sideline. St. Francis, the home sideline, being closer to the grandstands, as they are wearing their green tops tonight with the yellow numbers etched in green. They've got the white pants with the green stripe down the side. Sainte on one side, Indians on the other, and they're wearing the green helmets tonight with the numbers on one side and then the nice St. Francis logo on the other. The Red Devils wearing the white uniforms tonight with the gray pants, red numbers, Red Devils etched in front, all in black, gray helmets with a trident going across it. And we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll give you the Oberlin starters and get ready for kickoff. It's Oberlin and St. Francis here from St. Francis. That's coming up next right here on 101.1 KFNF.
The difference between going to the bank and going to the bank. When you go to the bank, it's just,
hello, welcome to the bank. How can we bore you?
But when you go to the bank,
hi, welcome to the bank. How can we help you?
And that help is offered to you in 13 Northern Kansas locations to help your financial goals become a reality. From services and loans to state-of-the-art financial products, come to where the difference is better. The bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
the school year with an everyday spend reloadable prepaid card from United Northwest Federal Credit Union. This personalized prepaid card can help you conveniently budget for school essentials from food to supplies. It is safer to use than cash, can be managed and reloaded anytime, anywhere using your digital device, and is compatible with mobile wallets. Sign up by calling 785-475-2322 or stopping by one of our branches in Oberlin or Norton. Equal housing lender, NCUA insured.
Improve efficiency and add value to your property with a functional and well-designed workshop from the experts at VAP Construction. With a new limited-time special offer, they're making it even more affordable to get a new workshop with a power lift door that creates maximum versatility for ag machinery, aircraft, commercial operations, and more. Learn more and cash in on this offer today at VAPConstruction.com. That's VAPConstruction.com.
Earning yours is Ward Drug's top priority. Their expert team in downtown Oberlin, Kansas provides diabetic supplies, home medical equipment, braces, and crutches. They offer sports medical supplies to keep you active and healthy. Independently owned and operated, they ensure personalized care with every visit. From your daily needs to specialized medical equipment, Ward Drug has you covered. Visit warddrugstore.com or call 785-475-2285 or even stop in downtown Oberlin. Ward Drug, your trusted partner in health and wellness.
Bad roofs.
Say yes to AquaShield Roofing.
With over 17 years of providing A-plus services.
Roofs, siding, gutters, windows, doors, and spray foam insulation.
Plus, AquaShield Roofing offers a workmanship warranty. For your free estimate, give them a call at 785-475-2533. AquaShieldRoofing.com.
Here come the men in black trucks for all your home needs.
Red Devil Athletics. On today's Best Country, 101.1 KFNF.
Back here from St. Francis, where it's homecoming tonight, and it's always beautiful no matter where. It was beautiful last week in Oberlin with homecoming. It's beautiful here in St. Francis with homecoming. There's something about a homecoming football game that just brings you right back. It's beautiful night for Friday Night Lights here in St. Francis at historic Greenfield, where the St. Francis Indians have won so many ball games over the last few years. But the Red Devils trying to put a stake into that tonight and send the Indians back home on homecoming 3-1, while the Red Devils want to get a big week one district win. We'll see if they can do it as the captains out there onto the football field right now going through the routine, flipping the coin, and then we'll know who's going to start with the football. Take you through your starting lineups here for the Oberlin Red Devils on the offensive side of the football. On the offensive line, 5'11", 218-pound senior Garrett Emick, 5'6", 177-pound sophomore Rustin Bailey. Caden Shaw is at the center spot at 6'1", 225 pounds, and at the other guard spot, Gus Simic, 5'9", 238-pound sophomore. Also on the offensive line, Tyler Osmeyer, 6'3", 210-pound junior. Osmeyer and Emick both could kind of be used as in that tight end spot. Osmeyer going to go out and receive more of the passes, but look for Garrett Emick to maybe be in the backfield. And looks like we got an official word here. See, it looks like the Red Devils have won the toss and have chose to defer, and so St. Francis will get the football to start.
Coin toss is performed in the middle of the field with the captains of both teams. Oberlin won the coin toss. Refers to the second half. St. Francis will receive the...
So Oberlin will kick off to St. Francis to start it out. Continue going through the starting lineups. The quarterback spot, 5'11", 160-pound sophomore Gage Willoughby. At the running back spot, Josiah Pattengall, 174-pound sophomore. And at the fullback spot, 162-pound freshman Caden Sowers. On the defensive side of the football tonight, at the DN spots, it'll be 218-pound senior Garrett Emick and 210-pound junior Tyler Osmeyer. At the nose guard spots, you could see Theo Butterfield, 185-pound junior, or Gus Emick, 238-pound sophomore. At the linebacker spots, it'll be Rustin Bailey, 177-pound sophomore, Josiah Pattengall, 174-pound sophomore, Caden Sowers, 162-pound freshman, and Gage Willoughby and Talon Savage will round out the cornerback spots. Gage, 160 250 sophomore, and Talon Savage, 145-pound senior. The Red Devils had a great week defensively last week, forced two fumbles, had a pick six, but so did St. Francis. They forced a safety, had a pick six as well last week. So each of these two teams defensively sound and offensively have just been lighting up the scoreboard. So we'll see tonight if one of those will break for either team. Well, the And we are just about set and ready to go. It'll be Caden Sowers to kick it away from the 30-yard line for the Oberlin Red Devils. And the St. Francis Indians with Riley and Todd back there to receive. Sowers sends a high end-over-end boot that'll be taken right at the 25-yard line. Making his way out across the 30 for the Indians will be Ethan Graham. And we are underway here from St. Francis.
Brings the ball up to about the 33-yard line at the Indians. First and 10.
So first down and 10 here for the Indians from just inside that 35-yard line at about the 34. St. Francis with a football first after Oberlin won the toss and chose to defer. Riley will go out of the shotgun. He's got two receivers to the right, one to the left. A man is all the way back there. That's Todd, and the Red Devils will go offsides to start it out. That was weird. They got Todd all the way flexed out back at the 20-yard line, and you're kind of wanting to know what they're trying to do there. Maybe set up a wide receiver screen or some to the outside or some trickery to start. So it'll be a 5-yard penalty. That was something that Oberlin struggled with last week, had over into double-digit penalties, and now the first play from scrimmage on the defensive side of the football. They go offsides. So first down and 10 from first and 5 from the 39-yard line. Out of the shotgun, Todd, two receivers to the white, one to the left, takes the snap, looking back, throws it, cross to the right, and the pass is caught by Graham. He cuts back up the middle. He's at the 30, still on his feet before he's wrapped up and brought down. Excuse me, that was Dayton Fromholtz taking it from the 39 of the Red Devils into Red Devil territory as they mark him just across the 30-yard line. And going on a little bit of a hurry up here is the Indians, as they take it out just across the 39-yard line to about the 29. So a pickup of 10 there through the air on the first play. Riley now throws it out into the flat, caught for Todd. He's at the 25 to the 20 before he's wrapped up and brought down to the near side of the football field there by Jesse Hendrickson. And that'll bring up second down and short here. Make it second down at about 8 after the pickup of second down at about 2, excuse me, after the pickup at 8 through the air. Lucas Riley, first two throws he's had have both been through the air and for 18 yards now. Second down and 2 for the Indians from the Red Devil 21-yard line. Riley will go back out of the shotgun. He's got two receivers to the right, one to the left. Nobody in the backfield along with him. It'll be a four-man front. Takes the snap. Riley looking to throw. Pitches it out in front. It was just a quick reception right there to the outside to Todd. Right at the sticks. And it looks like he is going to be able to maybe get the first down there. We'll see. Still waiting on the official spot. Might have to bring out the chains. It's going to be pretty close here. The Red Devils slinging in some new guys there after the Indians continue to go with a hurry up. And they're going to mark him just about a half inch short. So he needed two. And needed three to get the first down and only picked up about one there to Todd. So it'll bring up third down and one. Here's the snap. It'll just be a direct snap. QB keeper there for Todd. And he just runs it over to the right side to be able to pick up the first down, taking it from the 19 there, or taking it just at about the 20 to the 15. So he picks up 5 on that play. And the Indians have the football driving into Oberlin territory. 11-11 to go here in the first quarter of play. Oberlin 0, St. Francis 0. First drive of the contest. Out of the shotgun is Riley. He's got two receivers to the right. Sends a man in motion right to left across the line. Now one receiver out to either side. Takes the snap. Fakes the handoff to Todd. Read option. Now he's wrapped up and brought down. Upended by Josiah Pattengall. Theodore Butterfield comes in as well to maybe finish it off. And will bring up second down after a no gain for Lucas Riley. And so that'll bring up second down and 10 here. Sticks sit at about the 5-yard line or so. So second down and 10 from the 15. Riley out of the shotgun. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Takes the snap, looking to throw. Still looking out to his left. Now he's flushed back. Cuts back to his right. Still on his feet. He avoids a tackle. Now throws it over the middle of the field. In trouble. He was looking for his big tight end, Ethan Graham, down the middle of the field. And then he collides down there with Josiah Patton, Gall, and Gage Willoughby. And so the Red Devils hold strong there. It'll bring up third down and 9. So third down and 9 here for St. Francis. Ball on the Oberlin 15-yard line. 10:18 to go with the first quarter of play. As they're taking a while here, Grant Wanger's calling in the play here to his squad. 3-0 for the first time since 2020. And looking pretty sound of this first drive, but have kind of stalled out here at the Red Devil 15. Right out of the shotgun, man on his hip. Receiver out to either side, takes the snap. It's a low snap, goes underneath his legs. Riley now flushed out of the pocket, and he's going to be wrapped up, throws it up for grabs in the middle of the field, and then a flag will come in. It's going to be against Talon Savage for pass interference, and it'll bail the St. Francis Indians out after a busted play. Sends Riley running for his life to the left and the right. Tyler Osmeyer about had him down for his first sack of the season, and instead Talon Savage, who was trying to keep the Indians from maybe getting a completion right there, was just grabbing at his receiver that he was covering. And now the white hat is looking around, trying to see, and this one will go half the distance to the goal from the 15. Pass interference will be called on the Red Devils. Takes it inside the 10-yard line. It'll bring up third down here for the Indians once again. They have the ball just across the 7-yard line. Out of the shotgun, here is Riley, man on his hip, receiver out to either side again. Sends a man to motion right to left across the line. Now he's got bunched receivers out to the left, nobody to the right. Takes the snap, hands it off. Todd, he cuts back, got some running room. He's at the 5, and he dives for the pylon. Did he get in? Yes, he did. Extends the hand on the far side of the field, and the St. Francis Indians strike first on a 7-yard touchdown run from Lane Todd. So his first carry of the night goes for 70 yards and a TD score, and the Indians, with 9:54 to go, are in front 6-0 here over the Oberlin Red Devils. Kind of used a little bit of the pass and then worked in the run there. Red Devils had them marked back. And then just like that, had them marched back. But it was a pass interference penalty. Now Todd looking to throw for the two-point conversion. It'll be picked off by Talon Savage. He's looking to run back, and the play will be blown dead. So the Red Devils with a tough first drive there against the Indians. The Indians go down and score on a 7-yard touchdown run from Lane Todd. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, more here from St. Francis. It's St. Francis 6, Oberlin 0. It's Oberlin Red Devil football here on 101.1 KFNF.
Creative Collision in Oberlin reminds you, when involved in an accident, the insurance company will pay for towing to the shop of your choice within a reasonable distance. Not the closest shop available. No law requires you to get more than one estimate. You choose the shop and authorize the repairs. Remember, your car, your choice. Creative Collision, Oberlin's choice body shop for all your collision and restoration services. Call them at 785-470-2130 or stop by at 1843 Highway 83 in Oberlin.
Devil Athletics on today's Best Country, 101.1 KFNF.
Welcome back here from St. Francis, where the Indians come out and strike first with a 7-yard touchdown run from Lane Todd as they mix it up a little bit. Going with the pass, the Red Devils had them third down and 10 from the 15, and after a busted play, it looked like the Red Devils were going to get them off the field or maybe force a big fourth down, but instead there was a pass interference penalty that moved them up 8 yards. They were able to get the first down, and then just one play later, Lane Todd finds himself in to the end zone. So St. Francis will kick this one off here from the 30. It'll be a high end-over-end boot. That'll be taken and run up the right side there for Theodore Butterfield. And so the Red Devils will start with the football here towards midfield after it was a little pooch kick there from the Indians. So Oberlin will finally get a chance with the football here with 9:50 to go in the first quarter of play. First down and 10 here for the Red Devils. First down and 10 for the Red Devils from just across the 35-yard line. They call it the 34. Out of the I formation, Willoughby under center, takes the snap, pitches it out here to Josiah Pattengall. He's running towards the near side of the field, cuts back, still got some running room. He's across the 40-yard line where he'll make his way out there. And so Pattengall was able to take it out across the 40-yard line with a great pickup there. A pickup of 8 on the first play from scrimmage here for Josiah Pattengall. And so it'll bring up second down and 2 for the Red Devils here from just across the 40 into Indian territory at about the 38, 9:18 and counting to go in the first quarter of play. Under center is Gage Willoughby. Out of the tip of the eye again is Pattengall. Takes the snap, hands it off to him, and he drops the football, almost fumbled it, as flying in first was Ethan Graham, and wrapped him up almost to the backfield, and then dropping the football was Pattengall, was able to fall on top of it. So it'll be a loss to make it third down and 5 here after the loss of 3. So the first play goes for 8, the second play goes backwards, and the Red Devils here will have the football from on the other side of the 40 now once again. Third down and 5, 8:41 to go here. Takes the snap, Willoughby fakes the handoff, rolling out to his right, looking, fires, has a man, that's Tyler Rossmeyer at the 30, turning his legs as he makes his way out across the 30-yard line before he's pushed out of bounds. So a great job by Tyler Rossmeyer there, taking it from the 38 of the Red Devils to about the 30-yard line of the Indians.
On the Indian 30-yard line.
So a pickup of 12 through the air for the Red Devils there. Gage Willoughby on third down, throwing a perfect strike to Tyler Rossmeyer. And so the Red Devils will have the football. Once again, first down and 10 here from the St. Francis 30-yard line. Willoughby will go under center. He's got Pattengall at the tip of the eye, takes the snap, pitches it out to Pattengall. Pattengall at the 30, cutting over there to the 25-yard line before he's wrapped up and brought down on the far side of the football field. So Josiah Pattengall getting a great gain on first down there of about 5 yards, making up after he almost fumbled the football on first down. On second down there on the last play, fumbled the football, was able to fall on top of it. Red Devils pick up a crucial third down conversion, and now they said it was second down and 5 from the 25-yard line. It'll be Willoughby leading them up to the line. He'll go under center again, I formation for the Red Devils. Heavy set over to the left. Pattengall at the tip of the eye. He takes the snap, hands it off, and looks like we're going to have a false start here called on the Red Devils. And so the Red Devils will move back 5 yards. So just after they picked up that 5 yards, they lose it just quickly, and that'll bring up second down and 10 here for the Red Devils from the 30-yard line once again. Second down and 10 for the Red Devils. 7:45 to go here in the first quarter of play. 6-0 St. Francis after they took their first drive and went down and scored on a 70-yard touchdown run. Willoughby will go under center. He's got Pattengall at the tip of the eye. Sowers between them. Takes the snap. Hands it off. Pattengall off the right side. Cuts back. He's at the 30. Still on his feet. Stares. He's trying to make his way out back to the 25 before it'll be wrapped up and brought down for a short gain. And it'll force another third down decision here for Brandon Hardwick. Do you go through the air? Do you trust the legs of Josiah Patton? Goal is that St. Francis defense has been able to wrap him up in the backfield once, almost forced a fumble. That time he was only able to get a couple. It'll bring up third down and 8 here for the Red Devils after the pickup of 2. Out of the shotgun will be Willoughby. He's got Pattengall just in front of him on his right hip. Sowers in the backfield as well. Takes the snap. QB design. Run off the right side. Willoughby cuts back at the 25 where he's going to be tripped up by his legs there in the secondary coming in to get him for the Indians. It looked like Asher Robbins was the first one to get there. Ethan Graham might have came in and finished him off. And that'll bring up fourth down at about 5 here for the Red Devils after Gage Willoughby's first carry for 2 yards. So 6:32 to go with the first quarter of play, 6-0 St. Francis. Oberlin with the football, driving in Indian territory, but a crucial fourth down and 5 here from the Indian 25-yard line. Willoughby out of the shotgun. He's got Pattengall just off of his hip in the backfield. Takes the snap, hands it off. This is Sowers, and they read that play right away. They wrap him up and bring him down. He maybe gets back to the line of scrimmage. No, they're going to say he loses a yard, and it'll be a turnover on downs for the Red Devils to start the contest. Not how they wanted to go there on the first drive of the game. They were able to get a couple of big plays, but some penalties forced them back. St. Francis uses that to their advantage, and the Indians will now have first down and 10, call it from the 25 as Showers run there, goes for nothing, and it's a turnover on downs for the Red Devils on their first drive. St. Francis, who picked their way down the field with the pass a little bit, also did show the run as they got out of the red zone. Riley will go out of the shotgun again. He's got Todd on the left hip, receiver out to either side. Riley wanting to take the snap, and now we're going to have flags that'll blow the play dead, and it looked like it'll be offsides called on the Indians. First penalty against St. Francis today. Oberlin already with three penalties against him for 18 yards. That's the first on the Indians. The Indians, who worked their way down the field, they're with the pass. Riley, 3 of 4 for 19 yards. There to start the contest, and now the Indians will be back behind the sticks. First down and 15 from the 20-yard line. Riley out of the shotgun. Motions the man right to left across the line. Receiver out to either side. It's a handoff. No QB keeper off the right side. He's still on his feet before he's wrapped up and brought down in the backfield, maybe for a loss, or did he get back to the line of scrimmage? They're going to say he got back there, but on the far side of the field, it looked like Garrett Emick coming in to wrap him up and bring him down. Tyler Osmeyer might have been in there as well, and the Red Devils will force second down and long again after the pickup of nothing for Lucas Riley right there. Riley will go out of the shotgun. He's got Todd on his left hip looking over towards the west sideline looking for the play. Receiver out to either side, and it's fumbled and able to pick it up. There are the Indians. It was a fumbled botch snap. Second time that has happened for the Indians. The first one went right underneath Riley's legs. He picked it up, and then that's when the Red Devils got the pass interference call. That'll lose a yard, and so couldn't tell he was able to pick up the football, but it'll lose a yard for the Indians, and it'll bring up third down and 16, way behind the sticks. See what the Indians call up here with one receiver out to either side. It'll be Riley out of the shotgun. He's got Todd on his left hip. Riley takes the chest high snap, looking to throw to the right. Now he's cutting back over to the right side, still looking to throw. He throws it over the middle of the field, and a pass is almost picked off at the 35-yard line by Josiah Pattengall as he comes in, ball hawking, looking for the pick, and knocks it down instead. And the Red Devils force a big punt here, and we'll see if the Indians want to punt, as they'll have fourth down and 16 from inside their own 20-yard line of the 19. So just a little bit of sloppy mistakes for either side, really. It's not just been St. Francis. It's been Oberlin, too, with the penalties. And Oberlin fumbled the football as well. It'll be Todd to punt this thing away. Takes the snap. No, it's a fake. He's running it up the middle of the field. Now he throws it over the middle. The pass is incomplete. Oh, my goodness. What a drop. What a fake punt right there as Todd threw it over the middle. He was looking for for Ethan Graham, who was about at the 30. He still would have to run it about 5 yards to pick up the first down, but it was a great executed play. Just couldn't get Graham to complete the pass, and now the Red Devils So the Red Devils will have first down and 10 from the 18-yard line is where they're calling, 19-yard line. Willoughby out of the shotgun. He's got a man on his hip. That's Pattengall. Takes the snap. Hand off to Pattengall. He cuts back up the middle, and he's wrapped up and brought down for a loss back to the 20-yard line. So not the way that Oberlin wanted to go there on the first play from scrimmage. The Red Devils 2 weeks in a row had scored on their first play from scrimmage in the game. This time, they were able to pick up a good chunk of yards, but then they went backwards after a fumble, and it ultimately led up to a turnover on downs after a big third down conversion earlier in the drive. Now the Red Devils with second down and 12, call it, from the 20-yard line. Out of the shotgun will be Willoughby. He's got Pattengall in his left hip, Sowers in the backfield with him, tucked up along the line. Takes the snap. He's looking to throw, still looking. Has a man in the end zone. It's Tyler Osmeyer, but he overthrew him. Osmeyer was kind of running a little bit slower, trying to bring the defense in, and he did, and then he took off on the Jets, but it was a little too late as he had him wide over the back of the end zone as Osmeyer, as he was taking a step in, the ball was coming down right there on the back pylon, and that'll bring up third down and decision time here for Brandon Hardwick. Obviously, it's four down territory, but what do you want to come up with here on third down? Do you want to get half of it and then go for another half, or do you want to try to get it all here? We'll see what he does. Third down and 12 for the Red Devils from the 20-yard line of the Indians. 4:09 to go in the first quarter of play. Out of the shotgun is Willoughby. He's got a man on his hip. That's Sowers. Motions him out into the flat. The pass is to him. He makes the catch. He's at the 20. Turns upfield before he's wrapped up and brought down just inside the 20. Diving for the 15-yard line. A flag comes in late, and it looks like it's going to go against the Indians. We'll see. This might be able to move him up a good chunk of yards as they mark him down at about just inside the 20 at about the 18. Got back to the original first down, the original stick, and we got a face mask that'll be called on. And that'll be bring up third down again, but it'll be half the distance to the goal. So they'll move it from the 18 after the pickup of two inside the 15 to about the 12, 13-yard line. So it'll be make it third down at about four here for the Red Devils. Call it from the 13-yard line. So they do say that pass was caught by Sowers for 2 yards. The penalty moves them up. Out of the shotgun is Willoughby. He takes the snap, hands it off. Sowers off the left side. He cuts back, still on his feet, as he dives across the first down marker, trudging defenders with him as he gets to the 5. Huge pickup right there of 8 yards for Caden Sowers on third down, and it'll put a goal-to-go situation on the scoreboard for the Red Devils with 3:56 and counting to go with the first quarter of play. So Caden Sowers comes up with a big run of 8 yards. And it was huge there for the Red Devils. That penalty on St. Francis ended up just being about 5 yards. And it was just enough for the Red Devils to get in striking distance. Now they have first down and goal from the 6-yard line. Willoughby will go out of the shotgun. It's Patton go out of the shotgun. Takes the snap, rolling out to his right. Still rolling. He fires over the middle. The pass is caught there by Willoughby inside the 5. After he picks up a good chunk of yards there to get him closer, but he wasn't into the end zone. Patton Gall had a tough time getting the ball into his hands is what it looked like, as he was still spinning it in his hands, rolling out to his right, the near side of the field as we look at it, as the Red Devils are driving towards the south. Green field here in St. Francis, it's north to south. Red Devils driving towards the south here. They'll have second down and goal from the 3-yard line after Patton Gall hits Willoughby for a 3-yard pass and catch. It'll be Willoughby out of the shotgun this time again. Takes the snap, QB design, run off the right side, cuts back up the middle, lunging towards the end zone, pushed back by a huge pile of St. Francis Indians, and first in there to pick him up. It looks like it was going to be Wyatt Klinsman, and that'll bring up third down here at about the 1-yard line after the pickup of 2 on the QB design run from Gage Willoughby. 3 minutes and counting to go in quarter number 1. Red Devils with the football, a yard away from tying this thing up and taking the lead pending a PAT. It is, and we'll see some trickery here for the Red Devils as they run out Garrett Emick onto the football field, maybe trying to get an extra offensive lineman. Emick will go to the right side of the line. It'll be Willoughby out of the shotgun. He's got Patton Gall just off to the left. Takes the snap, hands it off to a big hole, diving for the end zone, getting across, and he's in for the touchdown, Red Devils, with 2:30 to go in the first quarter of play. The Red Devils tie it on a 1-yard touchdown run from Josiah Patton Gall. So the Red Devils strike back. It took them a little bit, but they are back in it here. And they tie it up at 6, trying to take the lead pending the PAT. As the ball sits at about the 2.5-yard line. Looking for the PAT. 6-6 now. 2:30 to go in the first quarter of play. Willoughby will go out of the shotgun. He's got Patton Gall on his hip. Sowers in the backfield, tucked up on the right side of the line. Takes the snap, and now we're going to have a flag. Looks like a false start called on the Red Devils, and that'll march him back. And now Brandon Hardwick, is he going to have maybe a decision here? What does he want to do? So 6-6, 2:30 to go in the first quarter of play. Gus Emick is going to be running the play in. The Red Devils are ready with their fourth penalty of the game for 23 yards. As now they'll mark the ball out at about the 8-yard line, Colin. Willoughby will go out of the shotgun again. He's got Patton Gall in his hip. Now Sowers is off, tucked behind the lineman on the left side of the field. Willoughby takes the snap, QB run off the right side, cuts back there, still on his feet at the 5 before he's wrapped up and brought down from behind by Asher Robbins. And so the 2-point try for the Red Devils. Got a little help to the Indians with the false start, but they use it to their advantage, and the Red Devils and Indians are tied up here at 6. 2:30 to go. This is Red Devil football here on 101.1 KFNF.
Hi, this is Matt Osmeyer, your Culligan dealer for Rawlins, Decatur, and Norton counties. As we begin another fall sports schedule, we want to wish the best of luck to all area athletes. Culligan of Overland is a proud supporter of school activities, and we want to encourage the community to come out and watch all our talented area students participate in all their school activities. And remember, if you have questions about the water in your home, call me for free water analysis at 785-475-2471. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Devil Athletics on today's Best Country, 101.1 KFNF.
Welcome back here from St. Francis, where our score, as we get to the waning moments of the third quarter, is 6-6. The Red Devils punch it in on a 1-yard touchdown run from Josiah Pattengall. And now it'll be Garrett Emick this time to kick it away after Caden Sowers' kick made it just halfway down the field. Garrett's got a little bit more of a leg to him, and so we'll see if they use it here. Emick, no, just with a high end-over-end spinner, and then looks like we're going to have a flag against the Red Devils. And we'll see what the penalty is. This is going to be the fifth penalty on the Red Devils. And it'll move him back 5 yards. Yeah, offsides called on the Red Devils. And so that'll move him back 5 yards. The fifth penalty already for the Red Devils here in the contest. And so we'll be back to kick it away again. Will Garrett Emick. So Emick will mark his steps off here back to the 20-yard line, kicking it off from the 25. It's Todd and Riley back deep just across the 10 for the Indians. Here's the kick. It's a high end-over-end boot. Coming in to take it will be, Asher Robbins. He's got a crease up the middle of the field as he makes his way out across the 30 to the 35-yard line. And that's where the Indians will start with the football. Good field position. It was a good kick by Garrett, but maybe outkicked the coverage a little bit, and Asher caught it on the run. Asher Robbins did and took it right up the middle of the field. So that's where St. Francis will start with the football here. First down and 10 from their own 35 to 24 to go in the first quarter of play. Red Devils forced a punt the last time out, but it was St. Francis going down and striking first on a 70-yard touchdown run from Lane Todd. Lucas Riley will go out of the shotgun. He's got Todd on his left hip, receiver out to either side. Todd takes the snap. It's a low one. Hands it off to Todd. No, it's a pitch back flea flicker. Looking down the field, he has a man wide open, and coming back to get it was Ethan Graham. And then Josiah Pattengall just sticking his hands out, is able to deflect it. And the Red Devils get lucky there. So the Red Devils get lucky on that one. It was a great design flea flicker and almost came up with it, but the pass was just a little bit underthrown from Riley as he had Graham streaking down the field at about the 20 or 15. Pattengall just stuck his hands up in the air and was able to deflect it. So Todd back there throwing now is 3 of 5 for 19 yards. He's out of the shotgun. No one in the backfield with him. Three-man front, three receivers to the right, one to the left. Takes the snap. Riley still looking. Fires it over the middle of the pass. Is caught by Graham just across the 40. He cuts back to the 35 before he's going to be wrapped up and brought down just in front of the 30-yard line. So a great gain there on second down by the Indians as they take it from the 35 to just in front of the 30 at about the 31-yard line. So a pickup of 14 through the air there. And he hits Ethan Graham, who did not have a reception last week, which was very uncharacteristic for the St. Francis offense, for him to not have a reception, and now he has one. So the Indians will have the football, first down and 10 from the 31, takes the snap, it's a throw out to Todd, he catches it, he's at the 30, the 25, still on his feet as he's wrapped up and brought down just in front of the 20-yard line after a pickup of 9, and that's where they stick him about 10 yards behind the line, and then he just takes off on a jet, they throw it out to him in the flat on the run, so he's be able to have the speed, picks up 9 on the play through the air there. And Todd, now with his third reception already for 18 yards. St. Francis driving to the north. They'll have second down and 1 from about the 21-yard line. Todd out of the shotgun again. No one in the backfield with him. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Riley takes the snap. He's looking out, throwing to the left. Has a man in the end zone. The pass is overthrown over the top of his intended target there in the back of the end zone. Asher Robbins, as he had his man beat, but it was a great job there in the backfield. I think that's Josiah Pattengall on the coverage, and hopefully he's going to be okay. He's holding his hand still from when he was involved in the tackle the play before with Lane Todd. It'll bring up third down and 1 here for St. Francis from the 21-yard line. They need to get to about the 20. They need to get to 20 for the first down, I should say. Third down and 1 from just in front of the 20-yard line. Out of the shotgun, Riley. One receiver to the right, one to the left. Todd on his hip, takes the snap. Riley looking to throw. Now he throws the deep ball down the sideline. The pass is tipped up in the air. Great coverage by Talon Savage. As Rare streaking down the sideline on the far side of the field was Dayton Fromholtz. It was got a little bit of size on Talon. And he comes up with a big deflection with a left hand and forces a fourth down and a foot. And on back-to-back plays now, Lucas Riley has went for the goal ball down the sideline. And we'll see if they just call the QB sneak here like they did there on their first drive. And so Riley will go under center. He's got Todd directly behind him. Sends a man in motion right to left across the line. Riley waiting for him to get set all the way out there on the far side of the field. Takes the snap. It's a QB sneak right up the middle. And he'll be able to pick up the first down. So after all of that, back-to-back go balls. One down the middle of the field. The next one down the sideline. And they just go with the QB sneak up the middle. And it picks up the first down. It'll be first down and 10 here for the Indians from the 19-yard line as we tick under a minute left in the first quarter of play. So 50 seconds and counting to go. Riley will go out of the shotgun. No one in the backfield with him. Three-man front. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. Riley out of the shotgun, takes the snap. He's looking to the left, flushed out to his right, throws it over the middle of the pass. It's intercepted by Talon Savage at the 6-yard line. He airmailed it over his intended target right there, was looking for Ethan Graham, cutting about the 10. It just overshot him, and Talon Savage was there to come up with the pick. And the Red Devils force a huge turnover inside the red zone. So Talon Savage with the interception. And that'll force first down and 10 here, 32.6 seconds to go. Oberlin with the football, first down and 10, they call it from the 9. Willoughby will go under center, Pattengall is at the tip of the eye, Sauer stands at the 5, Pattengall at about the 3. Here's the snap, and it's a handoff, Pattengall cutting back up the middle, following his blocker, still out, and he dives his way across. Man, what a run right there by Josiah Pattengall, following the big man up front. And we talked with Coach Hardwick, he has been really pleased with how the offensive line has worked this year, and that'll bring up second down and 1, and that might have been the final play of the first quarter, and that's what it might look like. So second down and 1 after the pickup of 9 for Pattengall on his 7th carry of the game. And the Red Devils will have second down and 1 on the opposite side of the field when we head to the second quarter. The Red Devils and Indians in a battle. Stick around. Buckle up your seatbelts. It's going to be a good one. Red Devils 6, St. Francis 6 after 1. Here from St. Francis, it's Oberlin Red Devil football on 101.1 KFNF.
It's costing more and more to fill up your gas tank these days. What you pay at the pump.
Hub and Decatur Co-op, you pay less and you don't have to be a member to enjoy great competitive rates. Decatur Co-op has Pay at the Pump in Lenora, Jennings, Oberlin, and Herndon, Kansas, along with Danbury, Nebraska. Plus, you don't have to worry about whether it's cash or credit. All prices are the same, and Decatur Co-op accepts all major credit cards and the Decatur Co-op Association card. Next time, fill up at Decatur Co-op.
Decatur County Beef wants to do business with all the local farmers. They want to buy your high-moisture corn and grain sorghum, also alfalfa and dry corn, anytime. Decatur Beef and Hoxie Feed Yard are always looking for good help. Truck drivers, plumbers, welders, and pan riders. Decatur County Beef is located just north of Oberlin on Highway 83, and Hoxie Feed Yard is just west of Hoxie. Call 785-475-2212 for Decatur County Beef, or call Scott at 785-675-9009. Give them a try. You will be glad you did.
Red Devil Athletics on today's Best Country, 101.1 KFNF.
Welcome back here from St. Francis. One quarter in the books. It's Oberlin 6, St. Francis 6. And Oberlin will have the football coming out of the quarter break here as they'll have second down and one from about the 19-yard line. The Red Devils got a big pick right towards the end of the first quarter there from Talon Savage, and it set them up with tough field position, but did get the football back after St. Francis was going on a little bit of a drive once again. So Oberlin will have the football, first down and 10, call second down and 1 from the 18. Here's the first snap of the second quarter. It's a handoff, Patton Gall. He cuts back, still on his feet, has the first down before he's wrapped up and pile-drive backwards as he got out across the 20, nearing the 25-yard line before he was wrapped up and brought down. So he takes it out from about the 18 to just in front of the 25-yard line. What are they going to call it here? We'll see with 11:50 and counting to go over the first play from scrimmage. Goes for quite a few yards here for the Red Devils in the second quarter, as it's just out in front of the 25 and about the 24. They'll call it the 23. So a pickup of 5 on the ground there for Josiah Pattengall. And it'll bring up first down and 10 for the Red Devils. Here's the snap. Willoughby with a QB keeper off the left side. He's got some running room before he's pushed out of the 30. Gage Willoughby with a great decision right there as they've been handed off to Pattengall so hard throughout that first quarter. And now he just says, hey, I'll just keep it and run a boot and pick up 4 yards on that first down and 10 play. So Gage Willoughby with 4 yards. It'll bring up second down and 6 here. So second down and 6 here for the Red Devils. Second down and 5, they call it. After the pickup of 5 from Willoughby, 11:19 to go. Willoughby under center. Pattengall at the tip of the eye. He takes a snap, pitches it out to Pattengall. Pattengall at the 30, still on his feet at the 40, to the 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. He's all the way home for the Red Devil touchdown to break the tie and put the Red Devils in front 12-6 with 11:09 to go here in the first quarter, here in this first half. So Gage Willoughby using the speed and taking it to the house. It's touchdown number 11. This one from 52 yards out. And what a great way to start this second quarter for the Red Devils. After the interception, they turn it into points. And now the Red Devils with a big key conversion here to try to take an 8-point lead. Willoughby will go out of the shotgun. He's got Pattengall in his hip. Sowers tucked to the left. It's going to be a throw. Willoughby rolling out to his left. Now he cuts back. Now he's going to try to scramble. He's at the 5. Flings it into the end zone. Flags come in from everywhere. And it looks like this could go against it's either going to go against St. Francis or Oberlin, obviously. I saw a pass interference signal, and it's going to be against the Red Devils. And so the try will be no good. So pass interference there. That'll be Oberlin's penalty, and so that means the try is no good. But a 52-yard touchdown run from Josiah Pattengall puts the Red Devils out in front with 11:09 to go here in the first quarter of play. It's Oberlin 12, St. Francis 6. This is Red Devil football on 101.1 KFNF.
I keep telling you, these folks are good at real health care, which means they're always working to improve health care outcomes for their patients. To that end, Decatur Health in Oberlin is part of the Get With The Guidelines, a national program to improve outcomes for stroke patients. Not only is Decatur Health a part of the GWTG program, they recently received a bronze award for their continued improvement and work with that program. Once again, proving the healthcare professionals at Decatur Health are passionate about your well-being. Decatur Health, where passion and healing come together.
Red Devil Athletics on today's Best Country, 101.1 KFNF.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back here from St. Francis, where a 52-yard touchdown run from Josiah Pattengall puts the Red Devils out in front 12-6, and they will kick this one off here and try to stop the Indians again. They got a huge pick from Talon Savage inside the St. Francis as St. Francis was driving into the red zone. So a huge red zone pick by Talon Savage. They turn it into points on a 52-yard touchdown run. And now it'll be a high end-over-end boot here. It'll be taken by Robbins just across the 20. He cuts back there, still on his feet to the 35, to the 40. And that's where he'll finally be wrapped up and brought down. So it was a great run back there for Asher Robbins. And they will have the football first down and 10 from the 40-yard line exactly. And the Red Devils just not maybe getting enough on the boot. And it's led to some great field position as now St. Francis only has half the field to work with. So St. Francis with the football, first down and 10 from the 40-yard line. And waiting for a signal here, and now they finally get the whistle to go. 11:02 to go here in the first half of play. Red Devils in front 12-6. Going to see a little bit of the I formation here from the Indians as Riley will go under center. He takes the snap, hands it off to the fullback. Robin still on his feet before he's wrapped up and brought down. Josiah Pattengall gets him on the legs and taking care of him on the top is Tyler Rossmeyer, forcing him for a no gain. It'll bring up second down and 10. So Asher Robbins saw he had nowhere to go right away, tried to cut back to the right, and was met with the Oberlin defensive line. So second down and 10, 10:36 to go in count of the first quarter, second quarter of play. Red Devils in front, 12-6. St. Francis with a football, second down and 10 from the 40-yard line, but they're on their own side of the 40 there. It'll be Riley out of the shotgun. He's got two receivers to the right, none to the left. Todd on his hip of the backfield. Takes the snap. Hand off to Todd. No QB. Keep over the right side. Riley at the 40 to the 35 before he's wrapped up and brought down to the near side of the field by Rustin Bailey. And it'll be a good pickup on second down to make it third down and short here. Make it about third down and eight after the pickup. Third down and two, excuse me, after the pickup of eight from Lucas Riley. So Riley out of the tempo here, out of the shotgun. Two receivers to the right. Option again. He'll keep it. Fumbles the football. And he's able to cough on top of it. Oh, my goodness. Excuse me. He coughed up the football, and he was able to fall on top of it. Garrett Emick was rustling him down right away. And Riley gets up, holding his right arm a little bit. Hopefully, he's going to be okay. Tremendous quarterback for the Indians, and he's had a great game so far. Maybe just got the wind knocked out of him a little bit as well as Garrett Emick was running in and ready to wrap him up. It'll be a loss of 5 on the play and bring up 4th down and 7 for the Indians. They're going to go for it on the Red Devils' side of the 40 at the 37-yard line. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. It'll be Todd to take the snap. Lane Todd takes the snap, QB keeper up the middle, and he's going to be wrapped up and brought down, still on his feet before he's finally wrapped up and brought down. Gains maybe a yard out to about the 35, and that's where the Red Devils will take over as Todd had nowhere to go right after he took off running up the middle, and it'll bring up first down and 10 for the Red Devils on the other side of the 35. You could call it the 36 if you wanted to, and with 8:58 to go, the Red Devils will have a shorter field to work with. So, Todd, it's maybe a half yard there. And it'll bring up first down and 10 for the Red Devils. Call it from the St. Francis 35. They're about a ball mark away across the 35. So still not quite to the 36, but they mark it right at about the 35. 8:58 to go here in the first half. Red Devils coming off of a 52-yard touchdown run from Josiah Pattengall. And the Red Devils will come out in the I formation again. Willoughby under center. Heavy set to the right. Sowers between him and Pattengall, who's at the top of the eye. Takes the snap. And off to Pattengall. He cuts back, still on his feet at the 40. To the 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. He's all the way home. No, they say he steps out of bounds. Just a couple of yards short. And we do have flags on the play all the way back at the line of scrimmage. Two of them. And it looks like this is coming back. Red Devils probably with the hold. And yes, holding called on the Red Devils.
Holding against the overlay.
And so we'll see how far this is going to mark them back. So the Red Devils, who almost had another touchdown there, would have been a big gain, and now have holding called against them. That is the seventh penalty for... sixth penalty, excuse me, for the Red Devils. So it'll be first down and 15. Just only a loss of 5 on the penalty, but they get lucky there. So it'll bring up first down and 15 for the Red Devils. 8:49 to go in the first half. Red Devils with a football at the 30-yard line of the Indians. Willoughby takes the snap of the shotgun, rolling out to his right, looking, fires a deep pass down the field. Has time for Osmeyer, and just over the outstretched fingertips of Osmeyer, running, streaking down the near sideline right at about the 20, and it's just a little bit short to him, and it'll bring up second down and 15. Was a great design play call there for the Red Devils, but it just comes up a little bit short, and it'll bring up second down and 15 here for the Red Devils from the 30-yard line of the Indians. And now the officials are coming together, huddling over the ball. I wonder what this is going to be about here. And now they will separate. So second down and 15, 8:43 to go in the first half of play. Red Devils with a 12-6 lead, and it'll be Pattengall out of the shotgun. He's got Sowers on his hip. A man, one receiver out to the right. He takes the snap, hands it off to Sowers. Sowers breaking out. He's at the 30 to the 35, still on his feet there before he's pushed out of bounds just across the 35-yard line. As he's able to pick up about 8 and get it back towards midfield here for the Red Devils. So it'll bring up third down and 7.
Ball is on the Overland 38-yard line.
They're going to call it third down and 8, so a pickup of 7 there for Caden Sowers. Red Devils with the football at the St. Francis 38-yard line, 8:37 to go, third down and 8. Pattengall out of the shotgun. He's got Sowers on his hip, one receiver out to the right. Takes the snap. It's a QB design run for Pattengall up the middle. Flags come in from the back. It's going to be holding again on the Red Devils. And so that'll move them back again. The Red Devils just getting penalty happy here. And it's not that it's affected him, but it's not allowed him to have a good drive. And we got a chop block called on the Red Devils. So that'll move them back. As the flag came in right at the line of scrimmage. So it'll move them back all the way to inside the 30 to about the 29.
After the penalty mark off, it remains third down.
So third down still.
16-17, ball was on the over.
Third down after the, that's about an 8-yard penalty or so. Brings up third down and 17. They make it a 9-yard penalty. Out of the shotgun will go Pattengall. He's got Sowers on the right hip. One receiver out to the right, sends a man in motion into the flat, takes the pass out there. Pattengall still on his feet as he's at the 30 before he's wrapped up and brought down to the Red Devils. Might be forced to punt here on the opposite side of the 40. And a big play. The Red Devils had a huge run from Josiah Pattengall taken off. It was almost a touchdown, but at least a 50-yard run taken off of the stat sheet due to holding. And then a chop block moves him back after a great second down play, and now the Red Devils will have to punt here. And here is the punt. It's a high end-over-end boot from Sowers that'll bounce at the 20, get past Todd at the 10, roll inside all the way to the 5, and that's where the Red Devils will down the football. So Oberlin will have the football.
Oberlin punt down on the Indian 5-yard line. First and 10.
So Oberlin will have the football. First down, excuse me, St. Francis will have the football with their backs against their own end zone at first down and 10. From at the 5-yard line. So the Red Devils were the ones that went on a nice long drive there. There when they were backed up against their own end zone, and now we'll see if St. Francis wants to do the same thing. Riley will go out of the shotgun, two receivers to the right, one to the left, fakes the throw out to the left. Now he's still on his feet as he runs back up the middle, gets to the 10 and outstretches his body across the 10-yard line for a decent pickup on first down there. And it'll bring up second down here and manageable, second down at about 5 after a pickup of 5 there from Riley. On the first play, as they say, actually a pickup of about 6. So second down and 4. Out of the shotgun, this time it'll be Todd to take the snap. He's got two receivers to the right, one to the left. Riley is the receiver out to the right. Todd takes the snap, QB design run for him, and he's wrapped up in the backfield and still on his feet before he's finally brought down. Garrett Emick, Gus Emick, along with Rustin Bailey all back there to force him all the way back to the original, or at least a 2 or 3 yard loss, and it'll bring up third down and long here for the Indians with their backs up against the end zone. 6:47 to go here in the first half of play. 12-6, Red Devils out in front on the 52-yard Patton Gall run. But the Red Devils just punted, and now third down and 8 after the loss of 3 there for Todd. And now flags will come in as Riley was trying to maybe quick snap it. And that'll move him back half the distance, or at least inside the 5 to about the 2.
That's the penalty mark off.
So third and about 12 after the 5-yard penalty there. That's just St. Francis' third penalty of the night, 3 for 15. They'll go out of the shotgun, 6:20 and counting to go here in the first half. Red Devils with a 12-6 lead, three receivers to the left, one to the right. Riley out of the shotgun, takes the snap in his own end zone. He's driving back, looking, throws it out into the flat, pass caught right there and running. He's got some running over to the outside. Indians all the way down the near sideline and wrapped up and finally brought down at about the 40-yard line, streaking down the field. It is Dayton Fromholtz, and with a huge gain all the way almost into Red Devil territory on third down and 11. A huge pickup. The Red Devils had them pinned up against their own back, and he takes it out there from about the 7 all the way to the 30 to the 40 yard line. Pickup of 33 through the air, and we got a timeout on the football field. We will take one with them. Huge gain for the Indians on third and 11. We'll bring up a huge first down, and it's first down and 10 for the Indians. When we come back, 5:58 to go. Red Devils in front, 12-6. It's Red Devil football. I'm on 101.1 KFNF.
Farm Credit of Western Kansas is synonymous with giving back to the community and its members. Whether it's attending events such as wheat plot tours, serving on various boards and committees, volunteering at local county fairs, or delivering $5.5 million in cash patronage checks, Farm Credit of Western Kansas is community driven. Stop in at 1190 South Range in Colby or at one of our convenient outpost offices. Farm Credit of Western Kansas, financing ag for generations.
Red Devil Athletics on today's Best Country, 101.1 KFNF.
Back here from St. Francis, 5:58 to go in the first half of play, and the St. Francis Indians, who had 3rd and 11 from the 4-yard line, backed up against their own end zone. It was Lucas Riley who took the snap in the end zone, dropped back, and found a wide-open Dayton Fromholtz on the near side of the field. He took it up the near sideline and gained 36 yards to take it all the way out to the 40, and that's where they'll have 1st down and 10 here with 5:58 to go in the first half of play. Riley got out of the shotgun, 2 receivers to the left, 1 to the right. Riley will take the snap at about his own 35. Now he looks, fires a hard pass right at Robbins, who will drop it at the 35 of the Red Devils, and it'll bring up 2nd down. So Riley, so far today, 6 of 12 for 78 yards, has thrown a pick. And so it'll bring up So brings up 2nd down and 10 here, excuse me, from the 39. So they'll mark that back a yard. 2nd down and 10, 5:54 to go before half. Lucas Riley out of the shotgun again for the Indians. 2 receivers to the right, 1 to the left. Takes the snap, pump fakes to the right. Still looking to the right. Now he throws a long, deep pass down the sideline. Has a man wide open, and it goes through his hands as Layton Todd wide open. No one was around him at the 10-yard line, and it goes through his hands, and the Red Devils catch a break because this game would have been tied with ease if he was able to make that catch, and he was wide open, streaking down the sideline, and it just goes in and out of his hands, and it'll bring up 3rd down and 10 here, and certainly going to be an interesting play call coming here for the Indians, who have 3rd down and 10, and they're actually going to have holding called on that before it. So it'll be a 10-yard penalty, force them back from the 39 to the 29-yard line. The Red Devils will take that. So take the incompletion off. Lane Todd might not feel as bad as he did, dropping that wide-open touchdown, because it would have been taken off the scoreboard either way. And so 2nd down and 19, they'll call it 2nd down and 20 from the 30-yard line. Riley will go out of the shotgun. He's got a man to the one receiver out to the right, 3 to the left. Riley takes the snap, looking to throw to the right. He's pursued, now throws it over the middle, and the pass is almost intercepted as he was going either for Ethan Graham or Dayton Fromholtz, who were at about the 40. They both looked at each other, didn't know who was going to take the pass, and it was almost picked off and finally just batted down by Talon Savage, who has 1 pick already today, and will bring up 4th down and way long here. 3rd down and way long for the Indians is that 2nd down play where Todd dropped the ball was called back, and so they redid 2nd down there. So it'll be 3rd down now, 5:26 to go in the first half of play. 2 receivers out to the right, 1 to the left, and then Todd is all the way back at the 20 there in the backfield. And now Riley will look over to the sideline, awaiting another call. Now he comes back to the line. He'll take the snap out of the shotgun at the chest, looking to throw it out to Fromholtz. This time, the Red Devils wrap him up and bring him down for a loss, as they knew that play was coming again, the one they just ran to gain 36. This time, they wrap him up and bring him down for maybe a couple of yards on a gain. No, a couple yard loss, and it'll bring up 4th down and way long. So they go back about 2 yards there, and it'll bring up 4th down 17 after the pickup of 2, So Todd will be back to punt. Back to receive for the Red Devils is Sowers, who stands just across the 25-yard line. Todd with a nice end-over-end boot that is making its way out and will go out of bounds at the 20-yard line, maybe a little bit before it. And that's where the Red Devils will have the football with a chance to extend their lead here. So 4:42 to go in the first half of play. Red Devils will get the football after the punt there, just on the other side of the 20. Call it at about the 17-18 yard line, and that's where they'll have 1st down and 10. So Red Devils with the football from the 19 yard line, 1st down and 10. Willoughby will go under center, I formation, heavy set to the right, Patton ball at the tip of the eye, Sowers between them. Willoughby takes the snap, hands it off. Patton Gall up the middle, still on his feet before he's wrapped up and brought down. Gained maybe a half yard to get out across the 20. They'll give him one. It'll bring up second down and 9. So the Red Devils, who forced just a big punt right there, now trying to work it down the field. Josiah Patton Gall, 11 rushes, 81 yards, and a touchdown so far today. Two touchdowns, excuse me. One from 1 yard out, the other one from 52 yards out. Red Devils with a football, second down and 8 from the 20-yard line. After the pickup of 2 there on that last play. Willoughby will go under center again. Patton Gall at the tip of the eye. Sowers between them. Takes the snap. Fakes the handoff. Rolling out to his right. Willoughby on the run. Finds a crease and dives his way out to about the 25-yard line with a pickup of 5. And will bring up third down here for the Red Devils with 3:45 and counting to go before we hit the locker rooms for the halftime break. Red Devils with the lead. 12-6. Trying to find a way to get down and maybe punch in a big touchdown right before the half. So it'll force third down and 7 here for the Red Devils after they say Willoughby was able to pick up a yard there. So Willoughby will go back under center. Heavy set to the right. Does have a receiver out there. That's Savage. Patton Gall at the tip of the eye takes a snap. It's a pitch to him. Running towards the near side. He's got no running room and now tried to find a crease before it'll be wrapped up and brought down. And he got maybe a yard there. And it'll bring up fourth down and decision time for Brandon Hardwick as they're on the opposite side of the 40. Fourth down and a couple yards here for the Red Devils.
About 1 on the play brings up fourth down, fourth and a little over 1.
And so it'll be fourth down, just a little over a yard after the pickup of 3 there from Patton Gall, who was just able to find a little crease right there at the end to pick up those 3 yards. Fourth down and a little over. It's a long yard. Red Devils going to go for it with 2:36 to go before half. Willoughby under center. He's got a man directly behind him. Takes the snap. It's a handoff to Sowers, who drudges his way across the first down marker, plowing defenders with him across the 40. He needed one and picked up a buttload of yards to bring up first down and 10 here for the Red Devils. So the Red Devils had to get out to about the 29-yard line, and he takes it out as they were at the 28, takes it out to the 32, pickup of 4 for Caden Sowers on his fourth rush of the night. He's got now 19 yards. The Red Devils will have first down and 10, 2:12 to go in the first half. Red Devils in front, 12-6. Willoughby. No, this will be Patton Gall out of the shotgun. He's got a man on his hip. Josiah. And now that was a weird play right there. And it ends up being the Red Devils were trying to force him offsides, maybe get a quick snap there to Willoughby, who was just standing off to the right. And instead it goes backwards for 5 yards. And so that will be Oberlin's 8th penalty of the first half for 47 yards. First down and 15 for the Red Devils. They'll officially mark it at the 28-yard line of their own. 1:58 and counting to go with the first half of play. Oberlin with the football, trying to go on a drive here before the half and put up another touchdown. Willoughby. No, it's Patton Gall out of the shotgun, has Sowers off to his right hip, one receiver out of the right, takes the snap, hand off to Sowers, he's wrapped up and brought down to the backfield, reading it perfectly on the outside was Dayton Fromholtz. He wraps him up and brings him down for a loss of 2 or 3 yards, and now the Red Devils will have a long way to go here on second down. So they're going to say second down and 17 or more. After the loss there, as they're going to say, Sowers loses 2. And with 1:13 to go, the Red Devils have got to get something going here as this drive just hasn't really got going. Red Devils, 1:03 and counting to go. It's going to tick under a minute before they get the snap off. Patton Gall out of the shotgun, has a man on his hip, receiver out to either side, and now a timeout will be called on the field. It'll be taken by the Red Devils, and we'll keep it right here. I'd like to thank some more of our sponsors today. AquaShield Roofing, Creative Collision, Colligan of Oberlin, Decatur Co-op, Decatur County Beef, Decatur Health, Farm Credit of Western Kansas, FNB Bank of Oberlin, and Fredrickson Insurance Agency. Big thank you to all of them for helping to support Oberlin Red Devil Athletics here on 101.1 KFNF. Oberlin will receive the football to start the second half, so you think there would be a little urgency here to maybe get in, and then if you can score on your first drive of the second half, you got a couple of touchdowns under your belt, a couple touchdown lead, and with 54.6 seconds to go, the Red Devils have the football at their own 26-yard line. So still quite a few yards, I mean, to get anywhere remotely close to taking a shot. They got to get 54 yards to get the touchdown, and you got to have a big chunk play. The Red Devils haven't had it, as they had to go for it on fourth down on their first set of downs. Now they go backwards after a penalty, and then Caden Sowers gets wrapped up in the backfield, so the Red Devils have lost 7 yards on this drive after picking up the first down, on a fourth down conversion just a little bit ago. And now the Red Devils will have the football out of the timeout, 54.6 seconds to go. Out of the shotgun, no, Willoughby will go under center. He's got heavy set to the right, nothing to the left, one receiver out to the right. Pattengall at the tip of the eye, takes the snap. It's a pitch out to Pattengall. Pattengall cuts back before he's wrapped up and brought down for a loss again, this time of a yard, and the Red Devils will have third down and 18. 49.8 seconds to go. Red Devils luckily able to bring in a timeout and stop the clock. And with 49.8 seconds to go, the Red Devils have the football at the 25-yard line. Third down and 18. And if you're head coach Brandon Hardwick here, you got to draw up something that they're not used to seeing. It wouldn't surprise me to see Josiah Pattengall back there trying to throw a pass. But back-to-back run plays shut down by the Indians. And that's what the Red Devils have done, especially with limited time, have been able to work their way down the field with the run, but not the case here as they lose another yard. So the Red Devils, after a fourth down conversion, a big pickup on fourth down, able to move the chains, and had a little over a minute and a half, and since then have just went backwards 8 yards, and they'll have it first down and 10. Third down and 18 from the 25-yard line. The sticks for a first down sit in Indian territory at about the 38. So the Red Devils out of the timeout, third down. And you got to understand here, a punt is okay as well. But the Red Devils will have the football. Willoughby will go under center. One receiver out to the right. Pattengall at the tip of the eye. Takes the snap. It's a pitch out to Pattengall. Now he's looking to throw. Has a man wide open down the field. It's Tavon Savage at the 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. The halfback pass goes all the way to the end zone. And the Red Devils from 55 yards with an exclamation point with 39.2 seconds to go. Ball hold before the half. What a play call by Coach Brandon Hardwick. 55 yards through the air, and the Red Devils make it 18-6. How about that? So Josiah Pattengall throws his second touchdown pass of the season. Talon Savage with his first touchdown reception of the year, and the Red Devils can make it a 14-point game with a 2-point conversion here. Willoughby will go under center, eye formation look. Pattengall, the running back, takes the snap, fakes the handoff. Willoughby rolling out to his right, still rolling. Now he fires a pass right of the goal line intended for Osmeyer. It'll be behind him, and so the try is no good. But with 39.2 seconds to go, a 55-yard touchdown halfback pass, and the Red Devils lead it 18-6 here on 101.1 KFNF.
At FNB Bank in Oberlin, you're getting a dedicated team of professionals who prioritize your financial needs. They offer the convenience of online and telephone banking, plus debit cards that make transactions seamless. And when they say team, they mean a tradition of trust and reliability. They're here to support you long after you open your account. So when it comes to banking, be confident knowing FNB Bank will go the extra mile for you. FNB Bank in Oberlin. Visit them online at fnbbank.com.
Devil Athletics on today's Best Country, 101.1 KFNF.
If you farm, mark your calendars for September 30th. That's the last day to make changes to your crop insurance plan. Frederickson Insurance Agency in Oberlin knows buying crop insurance can be complicated. With your current farming conditions, you need to be at the correct insurance level with your operation. So bring in your projected acres and let Frederickson Insurance Agency help you plan your insurance. Remember, the deadline is September 30th. Protect your farm. Come to Frederickson Insurance Agency, next to the Landmark Inn in downtown Oberlin.
Red Devil Athletics on today's Best Country, 101.1 KFNF.
Back here from St. Francis, it's a high end-over-end boot that'll be taken here by the Indians at the 20. Off to the 25 is Fromholtz, and he finally makes his way out just in front of the 30-yard line. A 55-yard pass and catch from Josiah Pattengall to Talon Savage, who was wide open as the Red Devils, who had only ran on that final drive, finally looked to pass and came up with a huge one as it was just a pitch out to Pattengall, who does play quarterback out when they go kind of to that spread look, and he was able to fire a long deep pass down the field. Savage came back to it and had nobody around him to score the touchdown, and now St. Francis will have first down and 10 from the 28-yard line of their own here with 36.3 seconds to go. Riley the snap. He's looking to throw. He'll throw a deep ball down the right sideline. It's up for grabs, and it'll fall incomplete as he was looking way down the sideline there for Dayton Fromholtz, who was streaking down the near side of the sideline here before the pass was out of bounds. It'll bring up second down and 10. So what a game we have had here so far in this first half. The Red Devils with a couple of big plays that have put them out in front. But other than that, St. Francis has held their own. You take away that pass and that touchdown, we're tied up here at six apiece. The Indians, from that first drive, though, it just seems like they haven't been able to, you know, methodically work their way down the field. Have had some big chunk plays. It seems like a bad play here or there could end their drive. That's kind of how it's been. Out of the shotgun, Riley takes the snap, fakes the handoff. No, he does hand it off to Todd. He's at the 30 to the 35, still on his feet as he makes his way out near the 40-yard line before he'll be wrapped up and brought down. Almost got a first down there after the pickup of 9. And with 15 seconds to go, the Indians are going to have to get going here before the half. Down 18-6, Red Devils with a lead. It's down to 8 seconds now as they look for the final play, and it's down to 5-4-3-2, and that'll take us to the end of the half. So we are through. No, 1.2 seconds to go. As they call the timeout there, and it'll bring up third down. So third down and 1. Seconds to go on the clock. I don't know if they're wanting to add time. And it looks like they are, yeah. It's going to be a full 2 seconds on the clock. So, Weigers wanting to make this the last play of the first half. And you don't blame them. Man, what a first half, though. Like I said, you take two big plays away. We're knotted up at 6 apiece here. But the Red Devils, that's kind of how their offense has been. Big plays have really kind of gained them some momentum. And they got some momentum there with a 52-yard touchdown run. And then that pass on third down and 18. What a pass. I mean, St. Francis wasn't expecting it. I wasn't expecting it. As it kind of seemed like the Red Devils were just going to try to run and then punt and hope their defense could hold St. Francis. Instead, the home run ball throw from Josiah Pattengall on the halfback pass, and the Red Devils make it 18-6. And now with 2 seconds to go here in the half, St. Francis will have the football at the 38-yard line of their own. Riley out of the shotgun. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Takes the snap. Riley looking. Throws it out of the flat for Todd. He's at the 35 to the 40. 35-30. Still on his feet before he's finally wrapped up and brought down. As time ticks off, a flag will come in at about the original line of scrimmage. And pass interference called on the Indians. The penalty is declined. The ball was spotted at about the 30, so a pickup of 12 to end the half through the air, but it goes, the Red Devils able to tackle him, and we head to the locker rooms. What a first half. Some fireworks from the Red Devils towards the end of the half, and we are headed to halftime. It is 18-6, Oberlin in front. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, get you your first half numbers. Oberlin in front, 18-6 over St. Francis. It's Oberlin Red Devil football here on 101.1 KFNF.
Hi, I'm Dr. Rob Hens, and we are proud to have served our community for the past 20 years. And boy, has surgical techniques changed. Gone are the days of large incisions and weeks in a CAM boot. Now I can perform these surgeries through a tiny 2-millimeter incision, and you can walk out on your own 2 feet with only a Band-Aid. Your first step towards better health is to call High Plains Podiatry.
A step towards better health, High Plains Podiatry.
Forget the flashy ads and gimmicks. Farmers, you need fertilizer equipment you can trust. J.D. Skiles in Atwood, Kansas delivers what truly matters, integrity and innovation. From custom fertilizer trailers and pit stop chemical systems to liquid fertilizer systems, they've got it all. Need more efficient spraying equipment? They have the most innovative ATV and UTV sprayers available. No frills, just quality. Visit them online at jdskiles.com or 101 Grant Street in Atwood, Kansas today. J.D. Skiles, where farming meets excellence without compromise.
Are you looking for the best internet service in town? Look no further than Nextech, your local provider that offers true gig speed and full fiber internet. With Nextech, your home can enjoy unlimited data and no contracts. When you need help, a Nextech employee in Kansas is ready to take your call any day of the week. Experience seamless connectivity with Nextech home internet for just $69, and your first bill is even on us. Don't settle. Visit next-tech.com to learn more.
Agriculture, a hard-working industry built by a labor of love, blood, sweat, and tears. An industry that is constantly changing at an increasing rate with not enough hours in the day. Nutrien Ag Solutions is here to help carry the burden by offering multiple financing options, in-depth soil health and productivity analysis, field-by-field seed recommendations, and industry-leading services. Nutrien, working smarter and harder. Contact your local Nutrien today.
Grill has served you pretty well and served you up some pretty tasty meals over the years. Why not treat yourself to a grill that's portable? Yeah, a Halo Grill, where smoke meets innovation. Available at R&M Service Center in Oberlin. The Prime Series of battery-powered pellet grills from Halo offers a versatile outdoor cooking solution that offers real smoke flavor and quality performance. With four different sizes available, you could even take one camping. Learn more about the Halo Grills at R&M Service Center, downtown Oberlin.
Red Devil Athletics on today's Best Country, 101.1 KFNF.
Welcome back here. Halftime from St. Francis, where the Red Devils lead it 18-6. Some fireworks down the stretch give the Red Devils that 18-6 lead. Take you through your scoring summary. After one quarter, it was 6-0 Oberlin. 6-6, between the Red Devils and St. Francis. Oberlin outscores St. Francis 12-0 in the second quarter to lead here at the break 18-6. Take you through your scoring summary. St. Francis lost the toss, received the football first, and drove down the field just picking apart the Red Devil defense, and it was ended off with a Lane Todd 7-yard touchdown run. The 2-point conversion try by Lucas Rayleigh, he looked to pass in the end zone, was intercepted, so the try would be no good, and it would be 6-0 St. Francis. Oberlin and St. Francis would kind of exchange punts there, and then Oberlin would finally get a big stop for on fourth down, would get a big interception as St. Francis was driving on the field again, after Oberlin got the ball, punted it, turned it over on downs. St. Francis drove all the way down again, and they were about inside the 10-yard line looking to throw, and Riley threw a pick to Talon Savage right at about the 9-yard line. And so the Red Devils would take that momentum, drive all the way down the field, and Josiah Pattengold would run it in from 1 yard out. The 2-point conversion run by Willoughby would be no good, and we'd be knotted up at 6, and that's how we would go into the second half. Red Devils would get the ball right before the end of the first quarter there. And with 11:09 to go, Josiah Pattengill would run it in from 52 yards out to break the tie and put the Red Devils in front 12-6. The two-point conversion run by Gage Willoughby would be no good. Then the Red Devils and the St. Francis Indians would kind of exchange punts as well as turnover on downs. And so it was like, who is going to come out on top of this? Who is St. Francis going to tie this thing up before half, or is Oberlin going to put some exclamation points on the board? And they did there. Down the stretch, 39.2 seconds to go. The Red Devils faced third down and 18 from their own 25-yard line. And you're kind of thinking, hey, I mean, speaking as a guy that is a pundit and does not coach football at all, you're kind of thinking there, hey, let's run it, get the clock winded down, and then we'll punt it off, you know, with a few seconds to go so that way they can't do it. Brandon Hardwick says, to heck with that. It's third down and 18. I'm going to send it all. What do we have to lose? And he goes out of the I formation. It's a pitch that goes back to Josiah Pattengill, who caught the pitch at about the 15. He heaves it down the far sideline to about the 20. It was picked out of the air by Talon Savage, who streaks into the end zone for a 55-yard touchdown pass and catch as Josiah Pattengill throws his second touchdown of the season. Talon Savage picks up his first receiving touchdown. The two-point conversion would be no good as Willoughby would try to pass it to Osmeyer, and we would go into the half here 18-6. Take you through your individual numbers. We'll start here with the Oberlin Red Devils. We'll start with the St. Francis Indians. Lane Todd of the night, 4 carries for 13 yards. Lucas Riley, 7 carries for 16 yards. Asher Robbins, 1 carry for 0 yards. Passing-wise, Lucas Riley tonight has had a pretty good night through the air. 8 of 15 for 91 yards and 1 interception. Lane Todd with 1 pass for no yards. He's 0 for 1 there. Dayton Fromholtz leading receiving for the Indians, as he has 4 catches for 60 yards. Ethan Graham with 1 catch for 14 yards. And Lane Todd with 3 catches for 18 yards on the night. As Oberlin has forced just 1 turnover tonight. It was the interception. Some turnover on downs from either team, though, as well on the night. Oberlin overall, individually, Josiah Pattengill with 13 carries for 83 yards and 2 touchdowns. Caden Sowers with 5 carries for 17 yards. Gage Willoughby with 4 carries for 12 yards. Gage Willoughby passing 2 for 2 for 14 yards. Josiah Pattengill, 2 for 2 for 58 yards and a touchdown. Tyler Osmeyer, 1 reception for 12 yards. Gage Willoughby, 1 reception for 3 yards. Josiah Pattengill, 1 reception for 2 yards. And Talon Savage, 1 reception for 55 yards. The Red Devils have not turned it over, have turned it over on downs a couple of times, but have not officially turned it over. Stat summary-wise, looking at it, Oberlin on the night, 184 total yards, 112 on the ground, 72 through the air. They have 8 penalties for 47 yards. St. Francis in that first half, they ran 29 plays for 119 yards, 28 on the ground, 91 through the air. They have 4 penalties for 25 yards. So at the break here, St. Francis going through their homecoming ceremonies, and a king will be crowned. The Red Devils looking to spoil homecoming here, and so far so good at doing that as they're up 18-6 here at the break. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have more of your halftime show here from St. Francis. Red Devils in front, 18-6. It's Red Devil football here on 101.1 KFNF.
Where hometown charm meets fresh market dreams, Ray's Grocery in downtown Oberlin is a feast for the senses. Hand-picked produce, sizzling steaks, and hearty roasts await your dinner table. Quality soars in every aisle. And when the lunch bell rings, their deli dishes out delights that'll turn your midday meal into a culinary escape on select days. See store for details. Shopping at Ray's is a breeze, leaving the heavy lifting to them as they escort your groceries right to your car. Experience the difference at Ray's Grocery. Fresh, friendly, and always local. Ray's Grocery in downtown Oberlin.
You have a lot of bank
banks to choose from, but there's one bank with 13 Northern Kansas locations to help your financial goals become a reality. The Bank. No, not the bank. The Bank. That provides the needed experience you deserve. The Bank's full range of banking services includes personal, commercial, and home loans, specialty ag financing, investments, and more. That's why they're the bank to go to. Come to where the difference is better. The Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Looking for better rates on loans or deposits or need some financial advice, look no further. United Northwest Federal Credit Union has been offering premier financial services to Decatur, Rawlins, and Norton communities for over 75 years. With locations in Norton and Oberlin, we are ready to help you grow and prosper. Experience superior member service by joining the United Northwest Federal Credit Union family. For everything we do for you. Find us on the web at www.unwfcu.org and CUA Insured, Equal Housing Lender.
Improve efficiency and add value to your property with a functional and well-designed workshop from the experts at VAP Construction. With a new limited-time special offer, they're making it even more affordable to get a new workshop with a power lift door that creates maximum versatility for ag machinery, aircraft, commercial operations, and more. Learn more and cash in on this offer today at VAPConstruction.com. That's VAPConstruction.com.
Red Devil Athletics on today's Best Country, 101.1 KFNF.
Welcome back here from St. Francis, going through their halftime routine. Pretty cool. And I said that right before the game started, but anytime you're in a town and it's homecoming and you got the football game going on, it's very special to be a part of. And obviously, we're calling for the Red Devils, but still very cool to see, you know, what everybody does on homecoming. It's a little bit different than what the Red Devils do. It's pretty cool what St. Francis does. They've decked out some golf carts, and that's how they bring in the candidates. They take them around the football field and drive them in, and then the guy is usually the one driving, and then the girl that he's escorting, he'll escort her out there. It's pretty cool what they got going on here in St. Francis. As we are at the break, 18-6, Oberlin in front. Man, what a first half. Oberlin with two big plays, and that's put him out in front by that 12-point lead, and would love nothing more to be up by a couple of touchdowns than they are, but a couple of touchdowns and some extra points, but as each team has not had a good night with the two-point conversions. The Red Devils have failed on all three of their attempts, St. Francis failing on their first. But Oberlin, after the first two drives of St. Francis, it really looked like St. Francis is going to be able to move the ball pretty well. But the Red Devils have only allowed really one big play since then, and that was that 36-yard pass and catch up the sideline from Rayleigh to Fromholtz. It was just a little pass out in the flat, and he got free for 36 yards there when the Red Devils had him backed up against their own end zone at about 3rd and 11. But other than that, it's kind of really been the biggest play since the first couple of drives for St. Francis, where they just kind of picked their way down the field using the pass more than the run, and that's how they want to do it. I mean, they want to spread you out to the full four sides of the field and send you along, and it's been interesting to see some of the formations that they have been able to come up with anyway, the Indians. I mean, the one where they have two receivers out to the right or the left, and then receiver out to the other side, and then they've got Todd about 10 yards behind everybody. He's kind of sneaking in there. You don't really see him, as you only see seven up there in the line. You got to be paying attention to Todd, who will just fly in, catch it in the flat, and he was able to get, 10 yards on that a couple of times. So the Red Devils certainly seeing a defense that they haven't seen all season, an offense that they haven't seen all season long. As for the Red Devils, anyway, on the offensive side of the football, it's been a little bit up and down. There's been some drives where the Red Devils look like they're humming, and then there's been other drives, kind of like the one, even though it did result in a touchdown, the Red Devils' final drive there of the half, they were able to convert on fourth down, but it just seemed like they weren't able to get that thing, humming, well-oiled machine. And the Red Devils will maybe try to clean that up at half. And it's not saying that their offense hasn't been working. It's been working really well. But you just feel like, you know, they'll get a couple of big plays or get some great runs in a row, and then a penalty will happen. Or they'll get forced backwards. And that's that consistency that I think Brandon Hardwick will be wanting here at the break of, hey, let's get 5 yards, 5 yards, 5 yards. You know, 5, 2, 3, 5, 10, 5, you know, something like that. Let's continue to work our way down the field. It seems like the Red Devils have kind of, you know, shot themselves in the foot by working backwards. So it'll certainly be an interesting second half here. But give all the credit to the St. Francis defense. They have gotten in the backfield tonight more than any team that we've really seen the Red Devils go against. Wallace County did a little bit last week towards the tail end of the game, but St. Francis has been in the backfield a lot tonight and has stopped the Red Devil rushing attack, and that's something that they want to do. And you heard Coach Hardwick talk about it there in the pregame show. They want to be a scrappy, smash-mouth football team and run it 1,000 times at you. And tonight, they've had to go to the air a little bit, not as much as I think Brandon Hardwick. Brandon Hardwick's okay going to the air as much as he has so far here at the break, I'm sure. But a great call by him there on third down and 18. I'm sitting here as a pundit. Like I said, you're just kind of thinking, hey, you know, they're going to punt this thing away and, you know, get about half of it back, punt it away, and then 2 seconds to go and go into the break. But instead, Brandon Hardwick dials up a gutsy play call, and that's what his, you know, end-of-half drives or end-of-game drives have really been this season. They're just gutsy, running the football, kind of going against the grain, picking their way down the field. That time it comes up with a big pass. So the Red Devils with a big play, an offense this season that has relied on some of those big plays, especially in the beginning part of the game, didn't really get it, but they got it in the second half, and we'll see if that momentum can carry over here into the second half. 18-6 here at the break. We're going to take a break. When we come back, get you scores from around the state here of other games that are at halftime as we're about ready to start our second half here from St. Francis. It is Oberlin 18, St. Francis 6. It's Oberlin Red Devil football here on 101.1 KFNF.
Throws us all kinds of surprises, but Ward Drug in Oberlin, Kansas is always there to help. From friendly delivery, diabetic supplies, and home medical equipment, to braces, crutches, and sports medical supplies, Ward Drug ensures you're always prepared. And with personalized care and expert advice, every visit feels like you're part of the family. So when life surprises you, trust Ward Drug to keep you moving forward. Visit WardDrugStore.com today or see them at 142 South Penn Avenue in Oberlin.
Bad roofs.
Say yes to AquaShield Roofing.
With over 17 years of providing A-plus services.
Roofs, siding, gutters, windows, doors, and spray foam insulation.
Plus, AquaShield Roofing offers a workmanship warranty. For your free estimate, give them a call at 785-475-2533. AquaShieldRoofing.com.
Here come the men in black trucks.
Creative Collision in Oberlin reminds you, when involved in an accident, the insurance company will pay for towing to the shop of your choice within a reasonable distance. Not the closest shop available. No law requires you to get more than one estimate. You choose the shop and authorize the repairs. Remember, your car, your choice. Creative Collision, Oberlin's choice body shop for all your collision and restoration services. Call them at 785-470-2130 or stop by at 1843 Highway 83 in Oberlin.
Red Devil Athletics on today's Best Country, 101.1 KFNF.
Hi again, everybody, and welcome back here from St. Francis, where we are at halftime. Oberlin out in front, 18-6. I've used a couple of big plays to their advantage, and they got out in front 18-6, and now trying to hold on to that into the second half as we're just a few minutes away from starting the second half. They might add a little bit of time as the homecoming festivities still taking place out there on the football field for the Indians as they just crowned the king and queen, who are taking pictures with practically everybody out there, and understandable after you win homecoming king and queen. As the Red Devils trying to play spoil tonight and spoil that homecoming night here for the Indians, up 18-6. It's been a hard-fought football game. Like I mentioned, interesting to see what second-half adjustments either side is going to make, and we'll see as they make their way out onto the football field. Oberlin is some of their guys have trickled out onto the football field on the far side of the field. St. Francis, they have a few that have been making their way out as well. Let's take you around the state here, as we do have some scores at the half. Smith Center, a traditional powerhouse there, who is 0-3 to start the season, down 7-0 at the break. In that one, to pass along to you, kind of in the area, somewhat, for all my Oberlin listeners out there. But everybody knows St. Francis football, Smith Center football. So to start 0-3, kind of a tough start for them. Norton out in front over Minneapolis, 28-7. As well, Hanover on top of Frankfurt, 22-14. There. As we look at some other scores. Still looking here. El Saline takes down Canton Galva 46-0 at the half. So El Saline, who lost week one, has rattled off three straight wins, and they are 3-1 to start the season. Some other scores. Oakley all over Syracuse 35-0. That'd be a big win for the Plainsmen after a tough couple of losses to start the year. Hayes on top of Garden City 14-0. Linden and Chase County, and probably one of the games of the week this week. It's just an 8-point difference at the break, 28-20. Ness City on top of Quinner, 24-14. Clifton Clyde takes down Lakeside 56-6 there in that one, as that one's final at the half. Argonia Attica over Norwich at the break, 34-14. Victoria takes down Pretty Prairie with ease, 56-0. And some other scores here at the break. Wichita County defeats Zontapa Trigo, 52-8. Sylvan Lucas all over Rock Hills, 2-3-0 teams there, 46-12. And Burlingame wins at half over Center Lost Springs, 68-0. So there are some scores from around the state of Kansas that we can pass along to you here from halftime. 18-6 here in this one, as the Indians have trickled out onto the field. So are the Red Devils, kind of going through some calisthenics to get ready for the second half of play. Quickly give you your individual numbers, kind of leaders here through the first half of play. Oberlin being led by their rushing game, as they have 112 rushing yards tonight, led by Josiah Pattengill, who's got 13 carries for 83 yards and two touchdowns. Passing-wise as a team, Oberlin is 4-for-4 for 72 yards, excuse me, on the night. So great night for the Red Devils throwing the football. Gage Willoughby 2-for-2. Josiah Pattengill is 2-for-2 as well. And it's all been to four different receivers. So Brandon Hardwick will definitely love to see that. For St. Francis, really being led by Lucas Riley. It was 8-of-15, 91 yards. Does not have a touchdown through the air. Has thrown a pick. Layan Todd with four carries for 13 yards and a touchdown here at the break. Dayton Fromholtz, four receptions for 60 yards. Once again here at the break, Oberlin winning the yardage battle, 184-119 total. They have 112 on the ground to the Red Devils, 72 through the air. St. Francis with 28 on the ground and 91 through the air. As we're about set and ready to go for our third quarter, two to go, and we'll see if the Red Devils can hold on to the lead or St. Francis is going to try to make a drastic comeback here in the second half and try to maybe win their homecoming contest. Red Devils still trying to play the spoils. You know, everybody having homecoming around the state. I know a couple of other schools I saw having homecoming as well this week. St. Francis in the mix there as well. And you got to love it. I know I've talked about it a couple of times, but homecoming night in any stadium, any town across the United States, homecoming night, one of the best nights of the year. You know, just seeing there's a lot of alumni that come back, a lot of people that are at the football game enjoying the game as well. I mean, it's just crazy that everyone comes together, watches a football game, and these two teams have put on a great performance. Oberlin will start with the football here to start the second half as they won the toss and chose to defer. So we'll see what Brandon Hardwick, if he's got some set plays to start the second half, as we are about ready to go. Second half action here from Sainty. Oberlin in front, 18-6. Have used a couple of big plays to take that two-score lead. as they're up by 12 here at the break, so it'll take two scores to tie it. If they get an extra point in there, they could take the lead. If they got an extra point on the first one or on the second one, they could take the lead. But definitely two scores to at least make it interesting. And so St. Francis will kick it off. It'll be Cody Morbidly to kick it off. Back deep to receive for the Red Devils. It's Caden Sowers, Josiah Pattengall. This is a high end-over-end boot that Sowers will take off of a bounce at about the 15. Cuts back trying to make it up in the football field. Still on his feet of the 15, and he finally makes his way out across the 15 to about the 16-yard line, and that's where the Red Devils will start with the football to start the second half of action. 11:52 to go on the scoreboard here at Greenfield. Red Devils in front 18-6, first down and 10. Call it from the 17-yard line. The Red Devils have went just on one really long drive so far today, and that was the drive that started with the interception, and they drove it all the way down the field and were able to get in with a one-yard touchdown run. And now they'll start with their backs kind of up against their end zone at first down and 10 from the 17-yard line. Willoughby will go under center, eye formation, Pattengall at the tip of the eye. Willoughby takes the snap, fakes once, hands it off to Pattengall, who's got some running room. He's at the 20 to the 25-yard line before he's met and pushed out of bounds there by Klinsman, and it'll bring up second down and short here for the Red Devils after the pickup of 8 for Josiah Pattengall on his first rush here the second half. So good to see him kind of get back. It's kind of been a slow night rushing for him. You take away the 52-yard rush touchdown, he's only got 39 yards on the night, but you add that one in, he's almost at 100 again. So second down and 2 for the Red Devils from the 25-yard line of their own. Willoughby under center. Pattengall at the tip of the eye. Willoughby takes the snap. It's a pitch out to Pattengall. Pattengall now here at the 25. Makes his way out across the first down marker to the 30. Still on his feet, and he'll be pushed back at about the 32. And out of bounds with 11:39 to go here in the third quarter of play on the far side of the football field. And the Red Devils will pick up their first down of the second half, I should say, as they mark it out quite a ways out, just in front of the 35 at about the 33. So it's a pickup of 8 there for Josiah Pattengall again. So back-to-back 8-yard rushes, and the Red Devils have first down and 10, 11:28 to go in the third quarter and counting. Willoughby out of the eye formation again. Pattengall at the tip of the eye, a little tighter this time than normal. Here's the snap, hands it off. Pattengall got some rushing room. He's out across the 35 to the 40, still on his feet before he's wrapped up and drugged down from behind across the 40-yard line, right at about the sticks. And are they going to mark it about an inch short? Yes, they are. So it'll bring up second down and maybe a half yard. Needed 10, picked up 9. It'll be second down and inches. No, they are going to mark it as... And so now 10 yards there for Josiah Pattengall. 3 straight rushes to him, 3 straight big gains. And this is what I was talking about at the break. Now Willoughby will go under center. He's got a man directly behind him, a man off the hip of the backfield of him in the backfield. Takes the snap, hands it off right up the middle. Plowing his way forward is Caden Sowers, getting out across the 35 to almost the 30 before forward progress marks him short at about the 32-yard line. So a great pickup on first down to bring up second down at about 5 here for the Red Devils. Caden Sowers with a big rush. His 6th carry for 22 yards now on the night, and the fullback coming up huge there for the Red Devils on first down. 10:33 and counting to go. Red Devils with a great drive that started way back at their own 17, and now they've taken it into Indian territory at the 33-yard line of the Indians. Eye formation again, Willoughby under center, Pattengall to tip of the eye, takes the snap, hands it off to Pattengall, he cuts back, he's at the 30, still on his feet there, dives his way out across the first down marker, and moves the chains again as he takes it from the 33 inside the 30 to about the 28 as he's able to pick up 5 there on first down. On second down. So the Red Devils have not faced a third down yet on this drive, and they actually took it a lot farther with forward progress to about the 26. Picked up 7 there on the ground. Or 5, excuse me. Yes, 5 even. Sorry about that. 5 even on the ground. Willoughby will go under center. He's got Patton goal. No, Sauer's directly behind him. Takes the snap. It's a handoff to Patton goal, who gets off to the right side. He's at the 20, 15, 10, 5. Turns the corner. Diving for the end zone. Did he get in? No. He's just going to be about a half yard short. But it will bring up first down and goal for the Red Devils inside the 5-yard line at about the 1 after the 26-yard rush from Caden Sauer's on the fullback track up the middle. He ran it right up the middle. Got about 3 yards and then broke out to the outside. Turned the corner and got to the 1. So a 26-yard pickup there for Caden Sauer's, and it's first down and goal from the Red Devils from the St. Francis 1-yard line with 9:40 to go in the third quarter. The clock has stopped because Sauer's went out of bounds. Willoughby will go under center. I formation here. Patton Gall at the tip of the eye. Willoughby takes the snap, fakes once, hands it off to Patton Gall, who cuts up the middle, and he's in for the Red Devil touchdown. So Oberlin adds to the lead on the first drive of the second half, and they make it 24-6 with 9:33 to go in the third quarter of play. Josiah Patton Gall with his third touchdown run, this time again from 1 yard out, and the Red Devils are a PAT away from a 20-point lead. So 9:33 and counting to go here in the third quarter. Red Devils with the football and a chance to make it a 20-point game. Willoughby under center. Sauer's directly behind him. Willoughby takes the snap, hands it off. Sauer's over the left tackle, diving his way to the end zone, and he gets in with forward progress. So the 2-point conversion try is good, and the Red Devils lead it by 20. Here in the third quarter, it's Oberlin 26, St. Francis 6. 9:33 to go in the third quarter of play. It's Oberlin Red Devil football here on 101.1 KFNF.
Hi, this is Matt Osmeyer, your Culligan dealer for Rollins, Decatur, and Norton counties. As we begin another fall sports schedule, we want to wish the best of luck to all area athletes. Culligan of Oberlin is a proud supporter of school activities, and we want to encourage the community to come out and watch all our talented area students participate in all their school activities. And remember, if you have questions about the water in your home, call me for free water analysis at 785-475-2471. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Devil Athletics on today's Best Country, 101.1 KFNF.
Welcome back here from St. Francis. Oberlin adds another one to the scoreboard, this time 8 points instead of the normal 6 that they had been used to there, as they were able to get the 2-point conversion, and they now extend the lead out to 20 points. They go on a nice long drive to start the second half, taking it all the way from their 17 into a touchdown. So a nice long drive for the Red Devils. Take some time off the clock as it lasted just a little under 3 minutes, and with 9:33 to go, the Red Devils will kick off here in front 26-6. It's Gus Immick to kick this one away, and Gus will send a nice end-over-end boot that'll go to about the 10-yard line, picked up by Robbins. He's up the middle at this 25, still on his feet, making his way out to the 30-yard line before he's wrapped up and brought down there by the Red Devil kick team, and it'll bring up first down and 10 here for the Indians just across the 30 at a call at the 31-yard line. 9:26 to go in the third quarter of play. Red Devils in front 26-6. Josiah Patton Gall with his third touchdown run. He's been responsible for every touchdown today as he has thrown a touchdown pass and scored 3 touchdowns with his legs. So a great day for Josiah, who's over at 100 yards at 115 now on the night. Riley will go out of the shotgun here to start for the Indians. 2 receivers to the right, 1 to the left, takes the snap and throws it out into the flat here for Todd, who cuts back, flags fly as Todd makes his way out across the 35-yard line to about the 37, and we'll check the flag here with 9:20 to go in the third quarter of play. The flag sitting right at the original line of scrimmage. As that was that formation where they send 2 to one side, 1 to the other, and then have Todd about 10 yards behind. And it looks like we're going to have pass interference here. Grant Wiegers is wanting to know who is it on. As the white hat is still going with it. Pass interference called on the Indians. So that'll move them back. And it'll bring up first down. So that'll take the football to about the 20-yard line. So 10-yard penalty there. So fifth penalty for the Indians for 35 yards. Brings up first down and 20. So I have the football at the 20. The sticks sit just across the 40-yard line by about a half yard. 26-6, Red Devils in front. Indians with a football. First down and 10 from the 20. Three receivers to the left, one to the right, and now flags will come in. And who jumped off sides first? I think it was the Indians. And so mark them back five more yards. So illegal procedure or false start, one of the two. And so the Indians going backwards here on their first drive of the second half, as they'll now have first down and 25 from the 15-yard line. The sticks sit all the way to get a first down, sit all the way to the 40-yard line. Riley will go to the shotgun. He's got three receivers off to the left, one to the right. He'll take the snap at about the 10, right at the chest. He's looking to throw. Is it over the middle? Has Fromholtz pass caught to the 25, diving his way to the 30. Ball pops out. They'll say he was down before, and they'll mark him down at about the 28-yard line. So a great pickup through the air there of about 13 yards, and it'll bring up as we'll actually make it out to about the 29. So pick up a 14 through the air there from Riley to Fromholtz.
Second and about 11. Ball on the Indian 28-yard line.
So Fromholtz just cut across the middle of the field there and was able to pick up a good chunk of yards. Brings up second down at about 11 here for the Indians. Riley will go to the shotgun again. He's got three receivers to the left, one to the right. Three-man front, takes the snap at the chest. He's rolling out to his right, near side of the field, throws it over the middle, has a man wide open at the sticks. That's Ethan Graham, who will reel in the catch and bring up first down. So needed 11, he picked them all up, and now they might have to actually measure it here. Needed 11 for the first down, and they're only going to say he picked up 10. And are they going to bring the chains out here for the spot? And the Indian faithful not liking the spot there. As it looked like Graham caught it across the 40-yard line. I kind of agree with him. Looked like Graham caught it across the 40, but maybe they saw something else than we did. Maybe the knee came down a little bit earlier, and they're going to say he's about 2 inches short. So we needed 11 for the first down, only picked up 10, but it's three straight completions now for Lucas Rayleigh. And the Indians, who had first down and a country mile to deal with, two pass plays later are now dealing with third and inches here with the ball on the 40-yard line. The sticks literally sit at half an inch away from that for the first down. So can the Red Devils stand tall here? 8:25 to go in the third quarter of play, 26-6. Riley will go under center, heavy set off to the left. Riley takes the snap, QB design run. It's a QB sneak off the right side, and he's able to pick it up. Still on his feet as Garrett Emick was trying to pop the ball out, and Riley took a QB sneak for almost 10 yards there. As they'll mark him down at about the 28-yard line. At the 32, excuse me. So 31, so a pickup of 9 on a QB sneak there for Lucas Rayleigh. Out of the shotgun, read option, he hands it off to Todd. Todd breaks some tackles, still on his feet at the 30, slips, and it'll be downed just inside the 30-yard line. It's a tough way. It looked like Lane Todd might have some room to the right side after he cut back there, but it was only able to pick up a couple, and it'll bring up second down here, and about 7 is what they're going to call it after Todd's fifth carry there. 3 yards on it. Riley out of the shotgun, takes the snap. He's rolling out to his right, has a man down the field. That's Robbins, and just overshoots him at the 5-yard line. Had Robbins streaking on a little corner route to the pylon, and again in coverage to the outside. That time it's Josiah Pattengall on the near side of the football field as the Indians are driving towards the south on this north-south field here in St. Francis. And the Indians will now have third down and 7 after the incompletion. So Riley will lead his gang up to the line here. Third and seven, 7:39 to go in the third quarter of play. Red Devils in front, 26-6. Riley out of the shotgun. Man directly behind him is Tons. It's a man in motion right to left across the line. Now has two receivers to the left. Now to the right. Heavy set line to the right. Takes the snap. Hand off to Todd. Todd with some running room off the right side. Still on his feet to the 20. To the 25. 25 to the 20, excuse me. And they'll dash out of bounds inside the 20-yard line. Enough to pick up the sticks as he takes it from the 28 officially inside the 20 to about the 19. So a pickup of 9 there for Lane Todd on third down and 7, and it'll move the sticks again here for the Indians as they move into close to red zone territory. The Red Devils came up with a big interception in the red zone in the first half, and since then, St. Francis really hasn't been in the red zone. As they are in it now, first down and 10 from the 18. Riley out of the shotgun, no one with him in the backfield. Two receivers to the left, one to the right, takes the snap. He's immediately almost wrapped up. Now he's still on his feet, and he finally will be wrapped up and brought down by four different Oberlin Red Devils. Leading the charge in the backfield first was Rustin Bailey, and then Theodore Butterfield, Garrett Emick, and Tyler Osmeyer come in to wrap him up and finish him off. So it'll be a sack for the Red Devils. Mark him back a few yards, and it'll bring up second down. Down with 6:57 to go in the third quarter of play. Red Devils in front by 20. Second down and 13 after the loss of 3 there for Riley. He takes the snap, hands it off to Todd. Todd gets some room at the 20, lowers his shoulder, and dives his way to the 15-yard line. So a great pickup with their backs kind of behind the sticks. Again, Todd comes in with a great rush off to the right side, and they'll make it to the 15-yard line there. As we'll say about third down and 6, so a pickup of 7 for Todd on the ground to the right near side of the field. Ball sits on the right hash. 6:16 to go here in the third quarter. St. Francis with a football. Third and 6 from the 15. Takes the snap. Riley looking to throw it out to the right. Has a man. Pass caught at the sticks and tackled out of bounds by Caden Sowers. And on the far side of the field there, that's going to be Asher Robbins, who takes it inside the 10 and will bring up first down and goal. So he takes it from the 15 to about the 7. Pickup of 8 through the air. And so now, Riley out of the shotgun again, takes the snap, rolling out to his right here, throws over the middle, the pass was almost intercepted again, and again it was Talon Savage stepping in front of the intended target there in the end zone, Dayton Fromholtz, and he almost comes up with the interception. It'll bring up second down and goal from the 70-yard line. So second down and goal. St. Francis has been going into that turbo all night long. Whenever they've been able to pick up a first down, they go right away, and almost caught the Red Devils off guard a couple of times. That time it didn't, as now it'll bring up second down and goal for the Red Devils here for the Indians from the 7-yard line. 5:57 to go in the third quarter. Red Devils in front by 20, 26-6. Riley out of the shotgun. Two receivers to the left. Now to the right. Man on his hip. That's Todd in the backfield, and now the Red Devils are going to jump off sides. And so after you were kind of forcing them to make a decision there if they wanted to run, looked like they were kind of in that run formation, but you never know. And so it'll bring up second down and 2. And that is Oberlin, just their first penalty here of the second half. Second penalty of the second half after they had 7 there in the first half. Second down and goal from just inside the 5 at about the and they're going to say officially mark it at the 2-yard line. Riley out of the shotgun, two receivers to the left. As Todd on his hip takes the snap, read option, and it's blown up in the backfield as Riley kept it after trying to hand it off to Todd. Originally getting to Todd was Theodore Butterfield, and then he's wrapped up and brought down by Josiah Pattengall, and a couple of others was Riley, and it'll bring up third down and goal from the 5 as they just had it at the 4 there. So it'll be third down and goal from the 5. A loss of 1 for Riley. And third and goal for the Indians from the 5-yard line. 5:19 and counting to go. Riley, we got out of the shotgun. Two receivers near the line off to the right. Has a man on the hip in the backfield. Riley takes the snap. It's below his knees. Now he rolls out to his right, fires, and it's over the top of his target, who is streaking across the goal line wide open. That's Asher Robbins, who came up with a big catch just a little bit ago. This time it sneaks over the top of his head, and it'll bring up fourth down and goal from the 5 here for the Indians. The Red Devils trying to hold strong in the red zone again. Came up with a huge pick. And since then, the Indians just haven't been able to get the offense clicking. They have here in the second half and are deep into Oberlin Red Devil territory. Fourth and goal from the 5. Red Devils in front 26-6. 5:06 to go here in the third quarter of play. Riley will go out of the pistol as he's got Todd directly behind him. Two receivers to the left, none to the right. Riley takes the snap. He's looking, fires it out. The pass is over the stretched arms of Todd, and it'll bring up a turnover on downs. I think the Indians were wanting a penalty, and they don't get it. And now the Indians force Oberlin into a tough spot here as they'll have first down and 10 from the 5-yard line. But two incompletions, one on third down, the other on fourth, and the Red Devils keep them out of the end zone. So the Red Devils keep out of the end zone. Do have a number change now, as changing from 1 to 11 is going to be Lucas Riley. As jersey must have got torn there on that play. And so he'll be wearing number 11 now. So, got to remember that in the head. First down and 10 here for the Red Devils from their own 5. The snap, handoff to Patton Gall. He cuts back, got some running room. He's at the 10 to the 15, 20, 25, 30. Still cuts back there, still on his feet at the 30-yard line. And he dives his way out across the 30 to the 35. As I got a little ahead of myself there. It looked like he's going to be streaking down the sideline. Cut back towards the middle. And it's a huge gain on first down to take the Red Devils almost out to the 35-yard line. Call it the 34. So a pickup of 29 on the ground right there for Josiah Pattengall on his 19th rush of the game. He's now got 144 on the ground in total. And with 4:40 to go, the Red Devils are driving again here. 4:35 and counting to go in the third quarter, 26-6. Red Devils with the football. It will be Willoughby under center. He's got Sowers directly behind him. Takes the snap, hands it off. Sowers up the middle, across the 35, nearing his way out near the 40 before he's wrapped up and brought down with a pickup of 4 or 5, and will bring up second down for the Red Devils. So Caden Sowers, good night rushing. Kind of the first time he's had really a good night rushing. Just had 4 yards on the ground last week. He's already got 54 tonight. Brings up second down and 5 for the Red Devils from their own 39-yard line. Red Devils will go under center here with Willoughby. Sowers directly behind him. Pattengall off of the right hip of Sowers in the backfield. Willoughby calling out the signals, takes the snap, fakes the handoff. It's a pitch to the outside here to Pattengall. He's got some room at the 40, 35, 30, 25, 20. Cuts back there, still on his feet as he's drug inside the 15-yard line. Josiah Pattengall taking it from the 39 of his own inside the 15 to about the 14-yard line.
First down, first and 10. Ball on the Indian 14-yard line.
So a pickup of 27 on the ground there for Josiah Pattengall. And the Red Devils will have the football, first down and 10 from the 14-yard line of the Indians. Willoughby will go under center. He's got Sowers directly behind him in the backfield. Pattengall off to his right hip of Sowers. Takes the snap, hands it off to Sowers. Back up the middle. He cuts back to the 10, to the 5. He's all the way home. Touchdown, Red Devils, with 3:03 to go in the third quarter. And they make it 32-6 over the St. Francis Indians. So the Red Devils extended out to a 26-point lead. Can make it a 28-point lead here. With 3:03 to go in the third quarter, and they add their second touchdown of the second half. And I don't know what halftime adjustments the Red Devils made, but they are moving the football on the ground a lot better than they did in that first half. So a 14-yard touchdown run for Caden Sowers. It is his fourth touchdown on the ground this season. Willoughby will go under center. Sowers directly behind him here on the two-point try. Takes the snap, fakes the handoff. Willoughby with a bootleg to the outside. Cuts back, dives to the goal line. It'll come up just a little bit short. So the two-point try fails, but the Red Devils in front 32-6 as we make our way here into the later part of the third quarter. 3:03 to go. Red Devils in front 32-6 in the third quarter. It's Red Devil football on 101.1 KFNF.
It's costing more and more to fill up your gas tank these days. When you pay at the pump at Decatur Co-op, you pay less, and you don't have to be a member to enjoy great competitive rates. Decatur Co-op has pay at the pump in Lenora, Jennings, Oberlin, and Herndon, Kansas, along with Danbury, Nebraska. Plus, you don't have to worry about whether it's cash or credit. All prices are the same, and Decatur Co-op accepts all major credit cards and the Decatur Co-op Association card. Next time, fill up at Decatur Co-op.
Red Devil Athletics on today's Best Country, 101.1 KFNF.
Back here from St. Francis, where the Red Devils lead it 32-6. A 26-point lead. Caden Sowers running it in from 14 yards out to give the Red Devils that 26-point lead. The two-point try failed on the Gage Willoughby run, but 32-6, Red Devils in front. They've scored twice in the third quarter and lead it here by 26 points. As the Red Devils continue to add to the lead here, they took the opening drive all the way down and scored, and then they got a big-time stop on fourth and goal from the five-yard line. It was one play later, they were out to midfield. Couple of plays later, they're in to the end zone. It'll be Gus Emick to kick this one off here for the Red Devils from the 30-yard line. And Emick, again, sends a high, really spinning kick that will take a bounce just in front of the 15-yard line. Picked up by Robbins. He's still on his feet at the 25 before he's wrapped up and brought down just in front of the 30 as he outstretches the arms to try to get it there. And that's where the Indians will have it. First down and 10 here to start their drive in the third quarter. As the Indians in the red zone today had the touchdown to start the game, and since then have had a pick and a turnover on downs. So it's been tough for the Indians when they get into that red zone, as you just felt like that last drive had a lot. And if you're looking out there now, there has been a number change. Lucas Raley, the quarterback, changed from 1 to 11. So Raley will go out of the shotgun here. He's got two receivers out to the left, one to the right. Todd stands back of the 20 all the way there in the backfield. Raley takes the snap, pump fakes. Now he's rolling out to his right, pursued, and brought down with a sack. Garrett Emick finally gets one. He's been wanting one all season long and sacks Raley all the way back to the 20-yard line. So a loss of 11 on the sack there for the Indians. Second time the Red Devils have got there back to him in the half. And it'll force St. Francis into a little bit of a pickle here. First down and 18 after an official loss of 8. First down and 18 here. 2:19 to go in the third quarter. Red Devils in front, 32-6. Riley out of the shotgun. He's got three receivers out to the right, one to the left. Three-man front, takes the snap. Riley looking to throw, still looking, fires it over the middle. The pass is over the top of Fromholtz, who was getting held, and he might have an argument there. As Grant Weigers is running out all the way out of the field, he wanted a pass interference call. As Jesse Henriksen, I think Jesse might be smiling because he might have got away with one there, as he did have a grab, a hold of his shoulder pads there. And so they were wanting the pass interference, not going to get it. And it'll bring up second down and 18 now from third down and 18 is what it should be. Yeah, third down and 18 from the 21-yard line. Riley will go out of the shotgun. He's got three receivers to the right again, one to the left, three-man front. He'll take the snap at about the 15. Pump fakes once out to the left. Now he's looking, wanting to throw the deep ball down the middle of the field. Has a man. The pass is caught and reeled into the 25-yard line. A flag will will come in from behind, reeling it in all the way down inside into Red Devil territory, inside the 25, almost at the 20, was Dayton Fromholtz. As they'll take that from the 21 to the 21. And we'll see what the pass interference, it'll be pass interference. And you're going to want to decline it, aren't you? And yes, it is declined. I was going to say, if you don't decline it.
First and 10 Indians, ball on the 21-yard line of Oberlin.
So a pickup of 38 there through the air for the Indians. So St. Francis with the football after the pickup of 38 on the goal ball there to Fromholtz. Riley, no, it'll be Todd out of the shotgun. Two receivers out to the right, none to the left. Takes the snap. It's a QB run up the middle. Now he throws it over the middle. He was looking for the quarterback, the normal quarterback in Riley, who was lined up as a tight end there, and Todd was taken down in the backfield as he was throwing, and luckily he didn't get that throw picked off. So it'll bring up second down and 10 here for the Indians. Dangerous throw, but that's what the play calls for, is you kind of got to dial it up, and that's what they did. Second down and 10 after the big chunk play of 38 yards there to Dayton Fromholtz. Riley will go out of the pistol. He's got a man directly behind him. That's Todd. One receiver out to the left, one to the right. Sends a man in motion left to right across the line. That's Robbins. Now two receivers out to the right after the motion. Todd takes the snap low at the knees, and breaking a tackle is Todd. Getting to the outside, still on his feet as he dives his way, and now a flag will come in, and this could be against the Red Devils. And it looks like it's going to be a horse collar maybe on the far side of the field. It was Garrett Emick to bring down Todd. Personal foul, horse collar, and so that'll move him up 15 yards. So it'll be a 15-yard penalty, and that'll stick him pretty close. It'll go from the end of the run, which was about a yard or two, takes it inside the 15 all the way inside the 10 to just in front of the 5 at about the 6-yard line. So it'll be first down and goal. So the Red Devils kind of help out the Indians there. It'll be first and goal from the 7 or 6-yard line. Riley will go out of the shotgun. Oberlin with a 15-yard penalty there to put him inside the red zone again. Out of the shotgun, Riley. Two receivers to the right. It's a QB run, and we're going to have a false start. Or offside. No, offsides on the Red Devils. So that'll move him up 5 more yards and take it to about the 1. So back-to-back penalties against the Red Devils there, culminating in 20 yards. They now have 11 penalties for 72 on the night. And it'll be first down and goal from about the 3. 3 or 4 is what they're going to call it. So first down and goal here for the Indians. Red Devils hung true in this goal-to-go situation last drive. Now the Indians have it again. Riley out of the shotgun. Sends a man in motion right to left. It's Robbins. One receiver out to either side over to the backfield. QB run up the middle. He dives his way towards the end zone, but he's going to be pulled backwards. Coming in to get him from behind was Rustin Bailey, and then the rest of the pile shoved him backwards, and he might not have got a yard there to bring up second down, or if he did, it maybe got a half inch. And they're going to mark him a yard forward to bring up third down, second and goal from the 3. 57 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Red Devils in front 32-6. Trying to hold a shutout since the first drive of the game where they allowed St. Francis to score out of the I formation here. Riley takes the snap, tries to hand it off, and now we're going to have a false start called on the Indians, so that'll move them back 5 yards. So it'll make it second down and goal from the 8. So St. Francis with their 7th penalty for 45 yards tonight. Second down and goal for the Indians. Third and goal. Second and goal for the Indians from the 8-yard line. here with 36 ticks left in the third quarter. Red Devils have scored twice in the quarter. St. Francis hasn't. And now they're trying to punch one in here. 27 seconds to go. Riley out of the shotgun. Two receivers to the left. One to the right. Four-man front here. Riley takes the snap at the belt, looking to throw to the right side. That's a man! And coming in to knock it away from behind is Caden Sowers. He had a man running a little out route there on the far side of the field and knocking it away as it was Todd, the intended target, on the far side of the field, right at about the two, and Caden Sowers knocks it out of his hands to bring up third down and goal from the 8-yard line. The Red Devils stood tall with their backs against the wall just to drive a goal. Forced a fourth down and goal and then made a turnover on downs, trying to do the same thing here. After a couple of penalties, put the Indians inside the five. Now they have third and goal from the eight. Riley out of the pistol. Todd directly behind him. Sends a man in motion right to left across the line. Two receivers out to the left. Sends a back in motion. Takes the snap. Hands it off to Todd. A little miscommunication. Todd still on his feet as he makes his way to the outside. He'll be wrapped up and brought down inside the 10. And got back to the line of scrimmage. Red Devils got lucky there as Patton Gull came in to wrap him up from behind and let go of the shoulder pads at the last second. And it'll bring up fourth down and goal after the no gain. Little miscommunication, I think. And the Indians want to call timeout. And we will keep it right here as that will take us to the end of the third quarter. So the final play goes nowhere there of the third quarter for the Indians. We'll flip the field. We'll try to do it in the fourth. Fourth and goal when we start the fourth quarter. It's Oberlin after three, 32-6. Here on 101.1 KFNF.
Decatur County Beef wants to do business with all the local farmers. They want to buy your high-moisture corn and grain sorghum, also alfalfa and dry corn, anytime. Decatur Beef and Hoxie Feed Yard are always looking for good help. Truck drivers, plumbers, welders, and pan riders. Decatur County Beef is located just north of Oberlin on Highway 83, and Hoxie Feed Yard is just west of Hoxie. Call 785-475-2212 for Decatur County Beef, or call Scott at 785-675-9009. Give them a try. You will be glad you did.
I keep telling you, these folks are good at real healthcare, which means they're always working to improve healthcare outcomes for their patients. To that end, Decatur Health in Oberlin is part of the Get With The Guidelines, a national program to improve outcomes for stroke patients. Not only is Decatur Health a part of the GWTG program, they recently received a Bronze Award for their continued improvement and work with that program. Once again, proving the healthcare professionals at Decatur Health are passionate about your well-being. Decatur Health, where passion and healing come together.
Red Devil Athletics on today's Best Country, 101.1 KFNF.
Fourth quarter action here from St. Francis. Oberlin in front by 26, trying to stop the Indians again in a goal-to-go situation for the second drive in a row as it's fourth and goal as we come out of the timeout at the quarter break. Fourth and goal for the Indians from the 8-yard line. The Red Devils stopped them fourth and goal from the 5 last drive and went all the way down and scored. Now it's fourth down and goal from the 8 to start the fourth quarter. Riley will go out of the shotgun, now wearing number 11 after his jersey was torn. Three receivers out to the left, one to the right. Three-man front here for the Indians. Takes the snap at the chest. He's looking to throw. Rolling out to his right. Still rolling. The pass is out of the back of the end zone. And incomplete, making a last-ditch effort and getting hands on it was Fromholtz. He jumped as high as a goalpost, it seemed like there, but couldn't come up with a catch. And it's another turnover on downs inside the 10-yard line. The Red Devils defense has pitched a shutout from the first drive on here tonight. And man, oh man, they have looked very, very well, especially inside the red zone, forcing some big, big turnover on downs. Now the Red Devils will take over with the football. First down and 10 from the 8-yard line of their own. 11:53 to go here in the fourth quarter of play. Willoughby will go under center. Patton Gall at the tip of the eye. Willoughby takes the snap under center. He fumbled it. Now he just picks it up, runs it off the left side. Still got some running room as he makes his way out. Still on his feet to the 20. And he's finally pushed out of bounds just in front of the sticks. He fumbled the snap, picked it up, took it off the left side, and was able to get quite a few yards there as he comes up just a bit short. Probably picked up 9 on the far side of the football field as the Red Devils now flipped ends and will drive to the south here on this north-south field in St. Francis, where they lead 32-6, 11:46 to go in the fourth quarter of play. A pickup of 8 there for Gage Willoughby after he fumbled the snap. Just made something out of nothing. Second down and 2 for the Red Devils. Willoughby will go under center. Pattengall at the tip of the eye again. Heavy set to the right. Takes the snap. It's a pitch out to Pattengall. Pattengall to the near side of the field. Cuts back. It's across the first down marker. And it makes his way out to the 20-yard line. So a great pickup there for Pattengall of about 2 yards. 2 or 3. And he's able to pick up a first down. So Josiah with a pickup of 3. Takes him out to 174 yards on the ground tonight. 32-6. 11:32. And counting to go in the fourth quarter of play. Tyler Rossmeyer will run the play in from the sideline. Red Devils will have it just inside the right hash. 11:22 and counting to go here in the fourth quarter. 26-point Red Devil lead at 32-6. Red Devils with the football at the 20-yard line. And now Tyler Rossmeyer, a little miscommunication as they finally get on the line, takes the snap. Willoughby fakes the handoff and we're going to have a false start. Seemed a little late on the call there, but it'll be a 5-yard penalty and a marking back 5 yards. The Red Devils, I don't think, understood the play call because 3 of them went to the right, and then they all tried to transfer to the left. They got down, and it was a false start. So back 5 yards, 12th penalty for the Red Devils tonight. First down and 15 now for the Red Devils from the 15-yard line. Ball just placed on the inside of the right hash. They break the huddle. Heavy set to the right on the line. Willoughby will go out of the shotgun here. He's got Sowers on his hip. Excuse me, Pattengall on his hip there in the backfield. Takes the snap. Hands it off to Pattengall off the right side. Cuts back, still on his feet. As he makes his way out across the 15. And this is kind of the St. Francis defense that we saw towards the tail end of the first half, where it seemed like Oberlin couldn't get anything going on the ground. Kind of had to go to the air to get some stuff going, and it worked with a nice big pass and catch right before the break. But now with second down and about 13 to go after the pickup of 2. And we'll see what Brandon Hardwick wants to go with. 10:16 to go in the fourth quarter. Officially call it a gain of 1 there for Pattengall. And so it'll be second down and 14 from the 16-yard line. Willoughby under center. Takes a snap. He fumbles it again. Falls on top of it. A flag comes in. Late there, and Gage Willoughby able to pick it up, or somebody did. That's the second fumble tonight in this drive. Holding called on the offense. 10-yard penalty. It's declined, and it'll bring up third down. So another penalty for the Red Devils there, but they got it declined, so it'll stay. Now third down. They've got it as third down and 14. We got a timeout on the field taken by the Red Devils. We'll take one with them. So Red Devils try to figure out what they want to do with third down and 14 in front, 32-6 here in the fourth quarter. This is Red Devil football here on 101.1 KFNF.
Farm Credit of Western Kansas is synonymous with giving back to the community and its members. Whether it's attending events such as wheat plot tours, serving on various boards and committees, volunteering at local county fairs, or delivering $5.5 million in cash patronage checks, Farm Credit of Western Kansas is community driven. Stop in at 1190 South Range in Colby or at one of our convenient outpost offices. Farm Credit of Western Kansas, financing ag for generations.
Red Devil Athletics on today's Best Country, 101.1 KFNF.
Coming out of an Oberlin Red Devil timeout here in quarter number 4, where the Red Devils lead at 32-6, trying to go on another touchdown scoring drive, and it's had a tough time getting going here on this one as the Red Devils stop the Indians on fourth down and goal from the 8. They did that the drive before and were able to pick up some big chunk yardage at the beginning, and then they took it down the field and scored. And now they sit with a third down and 14 from the 16-yard line. It'll be Willoughby under center. He's got Sowers directly behind him. Willoughby takes the snap, fakes the handoff. He's dropping back, looking. Long throw down the middle of the field. That's Tyler Rossmeyer. Wide open. He tries to come back for the catch there at the 30. And he comes up just a bit short as he lays out. He knew he had it in his grasp. And a great job by the St. Francis Indians picking him up off the turf. And it'll bring up fourth down. The Red Devils will be forced to punt. So first time the Red Devils have not had a drive go for a score here in the second half. Just seemed like they couldn't get it going right there, and they'll punt it away here to the Indians with 9:50 to go in the fourth quarter, in front 32-6. So it'll be Caden Sowers to punt it away just in front of the 5 to return it here for the Indians across the 40. It is Todd. Here is the kick here from Sowers. It'll be a spinner, Robbins to receive it. It'll go inside the 30, and that's where Robbins will pick it up at the last second. Now he's rushing it off to the left side, and it'll finally be wrapped up and brought down by Tyler Rossmeyer. So Todd looked like he was going to let the Red Devils just down it, and then he picked it up at the last second. Robbins did, rushed it off to the left side, and he was able to pick it up. So it'll bring up first down and 10 here for the Indians with good field position from the 34-yard line of their own. So the Red Devils trying to come up big on defense again. So first down and 10 for the Indians from the 34-yard line. It'll be Riley out of the shotgun. He's got Todd off the left hip. One receiver out to the left, one to the right. Sends a man in motion right to left across the line. Looking, takes the snap, hands it off here to Todd. Todd got some running room off the right side there. He's at the 35 to the 40. Makes his way out across the 40-yard line into Red Devil territory with a pickup of about 8 on first down. It'll bring up second down and 2.
Tackle by Henderson for Oberlin. Gain of about 8, brings up second down.
So brings up second down. Surprised they haven't ran it with Todd Moore. Riley out of the shotgun, receiver out to either side, and the Red Devils will jump it again. So fault and offsides penalties tonight for the Red Devils have given a lot of yards to the Indians. And that's something that I think Brendan Hardwick's going to want to clean up, as that's going to give him a first down. Take him inside the 35 to about the 32, 33-yard line. Oberlin, their 13th penalty. Not the night that they were wanting there anyway. Receiver out to either side. Riley out of the shotgun. Todd directly behind him on the left hip. And now Bailey came in. He was kind of faking it in. And are they going to pick that flag up? I think they are. I don't think the official down here towards the near sideline knew where the ball was spotted. And they're going to say offsides on St. Francis. And Grant Wigger, I can't believe the call for St. Francis. I couldn't believe the call for Oberlin there either. What was that? Oh, my goodness. So it'll bring offsides, make it first down and 15. So the 5 yards they just got, they give back after a weird call there. Riley out of the shotgun. He's got a receiver out to either side. Todd behind him in the backfield. Takes the snap. Riley looking out to his left. He'll throw a long, deep pass down the field. Has a man. Fromholtz coming back. And now Savage will get called for a pass interference all the way down inside the 10-yard line. So that'll move him up 15 yards. So 3 plays here, 3 penalties. 2 against the Oberlin Red Devils, 1. And Savage not happy with it as he came down across, and they must have thought he was just pushing him the whole way. Very interesting call. And so it'll be a 15-yard penalty here for the Red Devils. So the last 3 snaps. The first one, Oberlin was called for offsides. Then we had a false start penalty that I think the officials just messed up on, threw the flag, and they couldn't pick it up. So they gave it to St. Francis, moved him back 5 yards, and then we just had a pass interference penalty. So Oberlin makes it first down inside the 25. Just a weird series of events there. Still don't know what happened on that offsides. If I'm Grant Wiggers, I would argue that till my face turned red, because he threw the flag looking like Oberlin went offsides, and then he just called a false start. So very interesting. The officials here down the stretch with the last three calls. Out of the shotgun is Riley. Receiver out to either side. Takes the snap. Hands it off. No, it'll be a QB keeper up the middle. He's on his feet at the 20. Wrapped up and brought down to the 15. Great read option play right there. That's the one that they've been trying to get going all night long. And finally, Riley was able to get it there as he brings up a nice gain there from the 23 to about the 15. So a pickup of 8. There for Riley. They'll go quick here. Riley out of the shotgun, takes the snap, read option again, and this one will be blown up in the backfield by the Red Devils. So the Red Devils read the read option correctly that time, and they stay assignment sound like Brandon Hardwick preaches, and they come up with the stop, move them back about 3 yards, 4 yards, and it'll bring up 3rd down and 6. So 3rd down and 6 here from the 19 for the Indians. 7:32 and counting to go in the fourth quarter. Riley out of the shotgun. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Todd standing all the way back at the 30 there in the backfield. Takes the snap, looking, throws it out into the flat, and he misses in his intended target as he was looking to hit Todd on the run. Instead threw it in front of him, and it'll bring up 4th down. So on the night, Riley throwing 12 of 24 for 161 yards and an interception. Riley looking over here to the sideline, getting the play call. 4th down and 6 from the 19-yard line. 7:21 to go. As the Indians trying not to get stopped on downs for the 3rd straight drive. Riley will go out of the shotgun. Same formation. 2 receivers to the left, 1 to the right. And Todd stands all the way back behind him. Takes the snap. Riley looking to the right. He throws the deep ball down the sideline as a man. It'll be tipped up and out of play in the back of the end zone. Talon Savage has been picked on all night, and he's come up with some big plays. He's got an interception and a ton of deflections, and he comes up with another one there. And they force another turnover on downs. The Red Devil defense forces their 3rd turnover on downs here in the half. And St. Francis will give the football back to the Red Devils, who will have it 1st down and 10 from the 19-yard line with 7:14 to go in the fourth quarter. So 7:14 to go in quarter number 4. Red Devils with the football. 1st down and 10 from the 19. Willoughby under center. Eye formation. Patton Gall at the tip of the eye. Willoughby takes the snap, hands it off. Patton Gall cuts back. He's got some running room up at the middle of the football field at the 25 to the 30. Still on his feet at the 35. Breaks out of it, but he's tripped up and brought down at the 39-yard line. Josiah Patton Gall with a 20-yard rush, and he's able to take it out to the 39-yard line. And it'll bring up a new set of downs here for the Red Devils with 7:04 to go. Josiah Patton Gall almost at 200 yards rushing at 195. 6:55 to go in the fourth quarter. 32-6. Oberlin with the football. Here at about the 39-yard line. Under center will go Willoughby. High formation again. Willoughby takes the snap, hands it off to Patton Gall, cuts back, he's at the 40, still on his feet, making his way out across the 35 before he'll be wrapped up and brought down on the far side of the field. And coming in to get the tackle there is Joel Gilland. And 6:27 and counting to go here in the fourth quarter after the pickup of 7. And it'll bring up 2nd down and about 3. So 2nd and 3 here for the Red Devils from the Indian 35-yard line. Willoughby This time will go under center. He's got Sowers directly behind him. Patton Gall off of Sowers' hip in the backfield. Takes the snap and the pitch. No, it's a fumble. Picking up the football. Oh, my goodness. Third time this half that the Red Devils have fumbled the football on the snap. And luckily that time coming in to get it was Rustin Bailey all the way back to the 40. And so it'll bring up third down and eight. Man, was not expecting that on that one. So minus five on that play. Third and eight for the Red Devils from the 40-yard line. 5:20 and counting to go in the fourth quarter. Willoughby out of the shotgun. As a man on his hip, it's Patton Gall. Sowers flexed off the line to the right. Takes the snap, hands it off. Patton Gall trying to catch the corner. Now he cuts back. He's across the 40 before he'll be wrapped up and brought down by Gilland along with Robbins for a pickup of about a yard. And it'll bring up fourth down here for the Red Devils from midfield and decision time for Brandon Hardwick. So third down, fourth down, and about seven, call it here. Red Devils looking like they're going to punt it away as Caden Sowers will come in. So a tough couple of final drives here for the Red Devils. But the defense, what a second half. Three times the Indians have had it inside the 10, twice with a goal-to-go situation, and they stopped him and turned him over on down. Sowers with the punt, almost blocked away, but now sends a high end over end boot that'll bounce at the 10 and roll all the way into the end zone for a touchback. So a good boot there for Sowers of about 38 yards. So first down and 10 from the 15. It's the first time tonight that someone has received a touchback. That's kind of crazy to think about. First down and 10 from the 15. And here come the St. Francis Indians. Fourth drive of the second half. Their first three have made it all the way into the red zone, and they've turned it over on downs, two of which were inside goal-to-go situations inside the 10. One that was right of the 5. So the Red Devils trying to come up with another defensive stop. 4:17 to go in the fourth quarter. 32-6 Oberlin. Out in front by 26, as they have won two of the last three against the Indians. They beat Sainte in 21, 56-18, lost in 22, 26-8 at home, and then won here 20-14. So they have not beat Sainte at home in a long while, but seems like they've had great success here. I guess they beat him at home in 21. But their last two wins, if the Red Devils hold on to win this one here, will be on the road. So, what's going on here? Looking like maybe someone's got a little blood or something. So they were asking to get some tape. And now we're going to play. 4:17 to go here in the fourth quarter. 32-6 Oberlin in front. St. Francis with the football. Red Devils beat St. Francis last year on this same field 20-14. Now up by 26. Riley out of the shotgun. Two receivers to the right. One to the left. Takes the snap. QB run up the middle of the field. He's out across the 15, making his way to the 20 before he'll be wrapped up and brought down with a pickup of 5 on first down. And the clock continues to move here for the Indians. So certainly numerous chances in this second half for the Indians to score. Three of them, and just haven't been able to punch it in. Riley out of the shotgun, two receivers to the left, one to the right. Empty backfield for him. Riley will take the snap, QB keeper again. Takes out across the 15, lowers the shoulder, gets out to about the 18-yard line, and it'll bring up a short third down at about 2 or 1, actually, after the pickup of 3. A 4. So it'll bring up third down and 2 or 1. Third down and 2 after the pickup of 3. Now Riley again off the right side this time. Picks up the first down. Excuse me, that's Todd on the carry. And he's able to pick up the first down. Take it out across the 25 to just in front at about the 29. So he just needed about 2 yards there and was able to pick up 3. So Todd with a great carry. Riley out of the shotgun again. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Takes the snap. Riley rolling out to his right. Still rolling, looking. Throws a long pass down the field. Has Leon Todd. The pass is caught at the 25. Cuts back at the 20. 15 to the 10. And he's finally wrapped up and brought down. Another huge chunk play through the air for the St. Francis Indians. And it takes them deep into the heart of Red Devil territory. Inside the 10. All the way down to about the 6-yard line. So a pickup of 45 through the air there. Riley out of the shotgun quickly, and now we're going to have a false start called on the Indians, and so that'll mark them back 5 yards. But 45 through the air this time to Layan Todd. So Riley has had three pass plays go over 35 yards tonight. One right at 35, another at 38, and that one at 45 yards. 2:43 and counting to go here in the fourth quarter. 32-6, first down and 10 for the Indians. They're actually going to mark it first and goal for the Indians here at the 11. Rayleigh out of the shotgun, two receivers to the right, one to the left, takes a snap, looking, throws, the pass is overthrown. His intended target was Ethan Graham, and he overthrew him there, and it'll bring up second down. Second and goal. So again, the fourth time the Indians have had a goal-to-go situation and have got a penalty to drive them back kind of out from inside the five or close to the five. Second down and 11. Second down and goal from the 11 for the Indians. 32-6 Red Devils. 26-point lead, 2:25 to go in the fourth quarter. Todd will be the quarterback this time. So he'll take the snap of the shotgun. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Main QB Riley is out there to the right as a receiver. Todd takes the snap. He's rolling out to a right QB run. Off the right side, lowers his shoulder. The 10 gets inside the 10 with a nice pickup of about 3. And it'll bring up third down and goal here for the Indians. They say 3rd and 9 after the pickup of 2. Todd with his 11th carry for 45 yards tonight. 3rd and goal from the 9-yard line. Riley out of the shotgun. Three receivers to the left, one to the right, three-man front. Can the Red Devils for a fourth time of the second half stop him? Here's the snap. Riley rolling out to his right, flush, throws it in the middle of the end zone. It's knocked down by Josiah Pattengall, almost picked off as he was looking for Ethan Graham, streaking across the back of the end zone, and it'll bring up 4th down and goal. So 4 drives in the second half for the Indians, all of which have been inside the red zone. The Red Devils have stopped them 3 times, twice of which have been on goal-to-go situations. Can they do it again here? 4th and goal from the 9-yard line. Riley will lead his man up to the line. Riley out of the shotgun. He's got two receivers to the right. Out of the pistol, Todd directly behind him. Heavy set off to the left, takes the snap. Riley looking to throw, he fires, the pass is caught in the end zone. Yes, for a touchdown. And the Indians get one in the second half. It's Asher Robin, no, Dayton. To Dayton Fromholtz for the touchdown from 9 yards out. Looked like it might have been incomplete, but the officials come together, call it a touchdown, and it's 32-12 with 1:40 to go. But give credit to the Oberlin defense, who 3 out of 4 drives in the second half stopped them on 4th down inside the red zone, and now they'll try to go for 2 here to make it 32-14. Riley will go out of the shotgun again. He's got out of the pistol, I should say. But in the backfield, sends a man in motion right to left across the line. Two receivers to the left, none to the right. Takes the snap, hands it off to Todd. Off the right side, got a gang of blockers there. And he's into the end zone for the 2-point conversion to make it 32-14. 1:40 to go here in the game. It is 32-14, Oberlin in front. It's Oberlin Red Devil football here on 101.1 KFNF.
At FNC F&B Bank in Oberlin, you're getting a dedicated team of professionals who prioritize your financial needs. They offer the convenience of online and telephone banking, plus debit cards that make transactions seamless. And when they say team, they mean a tradition of trust and reliability. They're here to support you long after you open your account. So when it comes to banking, be confident knowing F&B Bank will go the extra mile for you. F&B Bank in Oberlin. Visit them online at fnbbank.com.
Red Devil Athletics on today's Best Country, 101.1 KFNF.
Back here from St. T, where we're just about ready to wrap things up. 1:40 to go, and St. Francis punches in their first touchdown since the opening drive of the contest. Able to get the two-point conversion after, in the second half, they've had four drives, all of which have went into the red zone, three of which they turn it over on downs. Two of those, they had goal-to-go situations. That time with the goal-to-go situation, it took them to fourth and goal, but they're finally able to punch in the touchdown. And the Red Devils, still in front, though, 32-14, just got to get a couple of runs, and it could end the contest here. St. Francis wouldn't be surprised to see an onside kick situation as down by 18. So it'll be teed up here for the Indians. Puts the hand up in the air as they stretch out across the 25. And it will be an onside kick situation. Hendrickson loses it. Cohen Anderson loses it for its second, but then was able to dive on top of it, and that's where the Red Devils will have it, right there at midfield with 1:39 to go. So it was a good onside kick there by Moberly, and Anderson, it bounced off his chest pad, and then he was just able to dive on top of it. So 32-14, 1:39 to go. Red Devils with the football. First down and 10 from the other side of the 40 at about the 38. Red Devils, their past two drives have got some big plays, but then have been stopped on the other side of the 40. High formation here. Willoughby barks at the signals, takes the snap, hands it off. Patton Gall cuts back at the 40, lowers his shoulder, carrying defenders with him as he gets into St. Francis territory to about the 36-yard line. So a pickup of six there for the Red Devils and Josiah Pattengall on his 26th carry. He's now got 209 yards on the night. 1 minute and counting to go, and the Red Devils are going to try to milk the clock as much as they can here as it goes under a minute. 32-14, second down and four for the Red Devils from just in front of the 35 as they race up to the line. Now they're trying to get set, everybody going everywhere, and delay a game penalty. So the Red Devils took their time, and now we'll have a delay of game, so the clock will stop with 46.6 seconds to go. So second down and nine here for the Red Devils from the 39-yard line. Willoughby will just go under center here and take a knee, and maybe that was designed. I don't think it was, but now he can just take a knee, and he does. And St. Francis will call the timeout.
Timeout on the field, timeout St. Francis.
So Oberlin is going to meet up and talk about it. We'll keep it right here. 32-14 in quarter number four. Oberlin in the second half scored twice in the third quarter on two nice, really long drives. The first one out of the break, and then we're able to get it first down and 10 from the 9-yard line and drove it all the way down the field. We're able to come up with another touchdown. 32-14. 44.4 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. Oberlin won 20-14 last year, trying to win three of four. As that 2021 win for Oberlin broke a streak where St. Francis won six straight games, in which Oberlin was shut out three times and scored less than 10 points twice, just over 10 points once. So it's certainly been kind of a different series since 2020, as Oberlin trying to make it 3 of 4 since then. 44.4 seconds to go out of the St. Francis timeout. Oberlin will try to run the football here on third down and 9. Here's the snap. It's a pitch to Patton Gall, who's got some rushing room. Takes it out across the 40 to the 35. Still on his feet as he makes his way out to the 30-yard line. So leave it up to Josiah Patton Gall to put the thing on ice with 37.3 seconds to go. St. Francis, no, a flag comes in. Oh, my goodness. Holding on the Red Devils.
Patton Gall on the carry. Flag on the play. Holding.
You probably have been tired of me saying that, but looks like he was able to pick up about 3 or 4, and so this will only move him back. So that Patton Gall run negated a little bit. So the Red Devils will now have first down and third down a country mile from the opposite side of the 35-yard line of their own. 37.3 seconds to go. Willoughby under center takes the snap, hands it off to Sowers, who cuts it back up the middle of the field to the 35 before he's going to be wrapped up, brought down, thrown down. And so timeout on the field taken by St. Francis. So St. Francis.
Timeout on the field.
And they're going to put some time back on the clock as well. We'll keep it right here. I'd like to thank some more of our sponsors of Oberlin Red Devil Athletics here today. High Plains Podiatry, J.D. Skiles, Next Tech, Nutrient Ag Solutions of Oberlin, R&M Service Center, Ray's Grocery, The Bank, and Downtown Oberlin, United Northwest Federal Credit Union, VAP Construction, and Ward Drug Store. Big thank you to all of them for helping to support Oberlin Red Devil Athletics here on 101.1 KFNF. 32 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter of play. Oberlin with the football, fourth down from the 35. As just a pickup of 2 or 3 there for Caden Sowers. The Red Devils, that penalty for about 11 on that last one. 32-14. Red Devils with a football, and they are they going to line up to punt here? What are they going to do? No, they're going to go for it. Willoughby running back talking to Patton Gall. So they're going to go for it here on fourth down from the 35. Willoughby under center. Takes the snap, pitches it out to Patton Gall. He's looking to pass again. Throws a long ball down the sideline, and it'll be out of the outstretched arms of Asher Robbins. Talon Savage, I don't think he thought they were going to throw it his way. And he kind of backed off at about the 25-26, and Patton Gall threw it anyway. So it'll be a turnover on downs to end it there for the Red Devils, and 25.6 seconds left. First incompletion for the Red Devils tonight. First down and 10 here for the Indians from the 35-yard line with 25.6 seconds to go. They'd love nothing more to punch in another touchdown here late. Two receivers out to the left, none to the right. Riley out of the shotgun, Todd behind him. I think St. Francis is out of timeouts, so they got to do this with no timeouts. Riley and the Red Devils jump off sides. So, unofficially, that is 17 penalties for the Red Devils tonight for 118 yards. First down and 5 from the 30. Out of the shotgun, Riley takes the snap. Looking to throw it out to the left. Now he's still looking, lobs the ball down the sideline, and the pass is in and out of the hands, and Talon Savage comes up with the pass interference again. And there's a lot of contact there. So it could have gone either way. And it'll be a 15-yard penalty. And it'll move it from the 30 to the 15. And the Red Devils will have their backs against the wall again here with 17.8 seconds to go. What a night. What a night.
After the penalty mark off, it's first and 10. Indians ball on the Oberlin 15-yard line.
Don't know what they're looking for there. Out of the shotgun will be Riley. Two receivers to the left, none to the right. Todd behind him in the backfield. Takes the snap of the chest. Riley looking to throw. Flushed out of the pocket to the right. Trying to reverse his field. Back to the left. And it'll be wrapped up and stuffed. And then a flag will come in late.
Riley's back in the backfield. Osmeyer and Emick on the call.
So it was Tyler Osmeyer and Garrett Emick wrapping him up and bringing him down. All the way back. They're going to call a face mask on the Red Devils. And so face mask on the Red Devils. It went all the way back to the 30-yard line. That was a 15-yard loss. It's going to get negated. Just a 5-yard penalty. So we'll take him out across the 25. Maybe hands to the face and not just directly a face mask. But so it'll only be a 10-yard loss with that 5-yard penalty. So Riley will go out of the shotgun again after he was just sacked in the backfield there. Riley out of the shotgun, two receivers to the left, on the right, takes the snap, rolling out to his left, still rolling, now looking, throws a pass down the sideline. It's almost picked off inside the 5-yard line by Caden Sowers with 3.4 seconds to go. So 3.4 ticks left, and the Indians will have the football second down. And timeout St. Francis, so they had one left, and Grant Weigers is going to try to come up with a play here. 32-14, Red Devils out in front, scored twice in the third, none in the fourth, just a couple of weird drives in the fourth. I mean, they had some troubles with the snap there on the one drive, the last drive. They're trying to kill the clock and didn't end up doing it. St. Francis was calling timeouts. So 3.4 seconds to go, 32-14. Obviously got to be a pass play, but maybe they'll try to fake him out there. Lucas Raley on the night, 13 of 28 for 206 yards. Not many times you hear of someone throwing it for 28 times in eight-man football, but he has done it tonight, 206 yards. Does have an interception, no, and one passing touchdown. So they just scored with a minute and 40 seconds to go, and it feels like it's been about 20 minutes since that time. Riley out of the shotgun, two receivers to the right, takes the snap, fakes the handoff, rolling out to his right, still rolling, looking, throws it down the middle of the field, the pass is blocked and almost intercepted by Josiah Pattengall, and the game will come to an end. So the Red Devils, after all of that, will get the win 32-14 over the St. Francis Indians. And the Red Devils improved to 3-1, knocking St. Francis from the undefeated ranks. And the Red Devils get the win 32-14. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap things up here from St. Francis. The Red Devils with a win 32-14. It's Red Devil football here on 101.1 KFNF.